and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there.
Every time I bring up a f***ing subject, you know all about it!
Yeah, of course. What is it?
You know, I'm not going to get into it. But the point is that...
They took male frogs, gave them atrazine.
God f***ing damn it! I'm getting pissed now!
And 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap.
You said the chemicals in the water, which are put there by the government, are turning frogs gay in a gay bomb.
There are more than 1,000 university studies from England to Australia to South Africa to Mexico to Austin, Texas, that atrazine is literally making male frogs gay. They don't want to have sex with female frogs, and their populations are plummeting and even becoming extinct. Boom.
This is the most common contaminant in ground and surface water and drinking water. And the level of atrazine that it took to make this male turn into a female is 3 times less than what's allowed in our drinking water.
I think your whole conspiracy is, and I don't think that you are helping our country.
Did you know the media misrepresents what I actually say? Like, give me an example of one of my conspiracies.
That water is making the frogs gay.
When I talked about chemicals in the water turning the frogs gay, the media only took a short clip out of a 30-plus minute report where I laid out university studies and documents from South Africa, the U.S., Europe, you name it, that atrazine alone in the water was making the frogs hermaphroditic, and that this same chemical is bombarding us.
Bam! Serious crap!
Atrazine is what helps us become sterile and die. It's liberal, and don't be racist against atrazine. Ask any gay frog.
So they took male frogs, gave them atrazine. 10% of them turned into female and produced fertile eggs. And we're subjecting our children to exposure to that every day.
What is atrazine?
It's in the water. It's a pesticide.
Frogs aren't gay. Atrazine's good. There's not a chemical program to reduce fertility. InfoWars is sorry. Please let us back on Twitter.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think. Just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
And
the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
cameras.
Your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. BrainForce Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our BrainForce Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your BrainForce Ultra, your BrainForce Plus, and your TurboForce, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and the answer for energy is BrainForce.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live June 22nd, 2023, Thursday transmission. I am loaded for bear today, coming to you from the amazing International Christian Command Base that Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has built here in Florida over the last several decades with his incredible crew. This place is a beehive of resistance, just missionaries going out all over the world, young people everywhere, huge prayer meetings going on live on TV right now. Next to me, we're being sent out on their satellites all over the world. It's incredible. Just absolutely amazing what they're doing. The force is definitely with them, and no, not the force of George Lucas, but the force of the Holy Spirit. And we have huge breaking news that I'm going to hit that's massive. That's massive, massive. And I can give you the whole backstory on it, so I can give you more than even the Washington Post 20-page report admits to. A plot against the president, a plot against America, a coup plan, a plot to put me in jail, a plot to put Roger Stone in jail. It's all in the report. It ties into Durham, and it ties into Jack Smith. It ties into it all. And I just learned of this morning. I just learned of this morning with a frantic call. By frantic, Roger Stone never calls me 2 or 3 times in a row and then sends me, call me, 3 exclamation marks. So I just learned of this about an hour and a half ago, and as speedily as I could, read the 20-page article that's behind a paywall at the Washington Post. But it's what's buried in this that is insane. And this is senior Justice Department officials admitting this. And again, when you know what you're reading, it's even more insane, because it admits that all these other federal agencies that aren't even law enforcement agencies were conducting criminal investigations of Trump, myself, and Roger Stone. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. And that's just buried in there. Well, the National Archives and all these other groups demanded. They did the investigation, and the airlines blocked them from flying, and everyone was working together, and the FBI just wouldn't indict President Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone. That's all coming up. Meanwhile, where's Owen Schroyer? I would have him on today to co-host with me. Plus, he's in this story. He's been indicted for January 6th for, quote, attacking and entering the Capitol. It says that in the indictment. He never entered the Capitol. He was there with me trying to stop people going in. We have the video. Oh, but where is he today? Oh, he's on an airplane flying into Mordor on the Potomac, Washington, D.C., where he's going to be in court tomorrow. And they've got rigged juries in D.C. They can send a choir boy to the death chamber. To the firing squad. It's, oh, Owen Schroyer admits he's guilty. In a plea deal to not face years in prison rigged. And so they're saying he'll just get probation, that evil criminal that has no criminal record, that was a successful sportscaster when he was like 18 years old, 19, and that was a youth camp Christian leader at his church helping disabled children. When the guy's literally Clark Kent. And This is what happens to him. He's worked for us 7 years. Oh, but don't worry. Clark Kent, they want to put him in prison. So they said, oh, we'll give you a plea deal, which I'm not supposed to get into the details of. You'll see what happens in court tomorrow. And they may go back on it. They may go ahead and just try him and throw his ass in prison. Excuse me for my French, Lord. I'm getting upset about my friends about to be. So you get what's happening here, okay? And I've got so much other big news to hit. I don't normally like to talk about news that we're involved in, but I would cover this if I wasn't right in the middle of it as our top story. But I'm going to hit all the other news. There's also some really good news of amazing things happening. I'm going to skip this network break coming up so we have more time here together. But let me just get this out of the way. This is really important, and I'm so impressed. I've hung out and, you know, had Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on my show in person and met him and known him for, it's got to be, probably started having Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on a decade ago or so. I've really been watching him for 15 years. And he's got ministries and churches that he's launched all over the world. He's an amazing individual. And so we talk about InfoWars being the command center of the anti-globalist resistance that creates the research and talking points that everybody else picks up. That's really true. This is a major command base for, you know, truly Christ-based Holy Ghost power. And that's what it all is about. If you're not feeling the power of God, well, you're not jacked in, folks. It's 100% all about the Holy Ghost. That's the one that connects to you and connects you to the Son and to the Father. That's God's hand on you. That's God's literal blanket. And you can definitely feel it here. Very, very strong. So it's revival.com, just like it sounds, revival.com. Not hard to miss. And you can go to the River Church. It's not hard to find. It's a huge complex. They got their own gardens, their own farms, their own TV and radio studios. I mean, it is amazing. That is their smaller church that holds about 600 people. They have another that holds 10,000 and another that holds, I think it's 4,000. But two are indoor, one is outdoor. It's amazing. Huge aircraft hangar where 10,000 people can be. But we're going to be out in that Sunday in the morning for the main service. And then on Sunday night, and I'll be at both services, starting at 7 p.m., we're going to go as long as the pastor wants to go. You'll be able to quote anything. It'll be an evening with Alex Jones. And so we're just going to get up and take hours and hours of your questions. That is Sunday night. It's free. It's open. You can't miss it. It's the River Church in beautiful Tampa, Florida. And it's in the middle of like a rainforest. I'm in the middle of a jungle here, quite literally. So you want to come here. You want to be here. And he just decided to do this last night. He just invited me here to be his guest. And he decided he wants to do that. Put out over all of his satellites and more to millions and millions of viewers. So revival.com. And that is this Sunday, and it'll be, the church is in the morning at 9:30 a.m. It kicks off. You want to get here early, plenty of parking, tons of security, great place. You feel really secure here with all the great Christian patriots. I mean, I don't want to tell you how many security guys he's got, but he's ready to take over third world country today. You've got that going on and so much more. So the river, revival.com. We'll see you here for the main church service and, if 500, 600 people show up and are here early, they're going to move it into the main sanctuary that holds 4,000 or 5,000 or 3,000 or 4,000. I forget what it's big. And if that overflows, which I don't think it will, it's 2 days notice, 3 days notice, they'll move it to the giant area outside with the big fans and all the rest of it. It's really, really nice. Something to see. But you'll get to see it all when you come in to the church because it's all right next to each other. It's got the big, big tabernacle, you know, right here, and then you've got giant outdoor pavilions, and then you've got this compact broadcast. It's called compact, but more compact compared to that. This studio is attached to the place where we're scheduled Sunday at 7 p.m. for an evening with yours truly, Alex Jones. So revival.com, I'll be telling you about that throughout the next few days. And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is going to be in studio with us in the third hour today. We'll be talking about the Great Awakening, which I forgot to send to my crew, is a clip of him in the early 1990s talking about God bringing a great awakening. And I think, and it's funny what he said to me this morning. He goes, I want to play that on your show and talk about the Great Awakening and biblically what it means. And the fact that we've had several Christian Great Awakenings with the Protestant Reformation and what came out of that. And he's been saying he believes the third, or what some would say the fourth, Great Awakening is here. And I've been saying that for decades as well, but not just from a spiritual or Christian perspective, which is the heart and core of it, the fount of it, the progenitor of it, where it all comes from, but just a general awakening to Satan and the New World Order, which you see everywhere. And then people territorialize it very strangely. And I get it. We've woken up a lot of people, and our listeners have, and then they forget who woke them up. Well, I never forget who woke me up. That's why this is not territorialized information. But when I talk about the Great Awakening, and my new book's going to be called that, and Mickey Willis's new film's called that, it's because that's what this is the new renaissance of awakening and the next great enlightenment, but with God at the center of it. And then the Q people say, well, that's our saying. You stole that from us. And you also say, I stole Bohemian Grove from you, and Alex Jones stole Bilderberg coverage from the Q people. And what there is, they're children in their awakening, many of them, and they want to believe everything's okay. And then they hear me talking about stuff they heard from Q, and they go, you didn't sneak into Bohemian Grove. Q did. You didn't sneak into a Bilderberg group. Jim Tucker didn't do that. Westbrook Pregler didn't do that in the 60s. Q did that. And you didn't interview Trump, and you didn't get Trump elected. Q did. And you never snuck into Bohemian Grove. And I agree. Q did all that. The point is that not a competition with that. It's about understanding that I told you Biden was not going to be removed by special forces and all this on January 20th, 2021. That was a globalist coup. I told you the sealed indictments aren't coming for them. They're coming for us. And not to scare you, but so people will get in the reality of how much trouble we're in and not be led around by these FBI agents posing as Q leaders and intelligence agents. Because just like they infiltrated the militias in the 90s, the 2000s, to find the weak-minded people they could set up to then create the illusion of terror attacks coming from the right wing, they're doing it now. They're saying the right wing is getting ready to blow everything up and kill everybody around America and be violent. And we know the feds from Michigan to January 6th have been running around trying to create kidnapping plots, all of it. And they use the Q movement as the doorway to tell people, we're intelligence agents, we're with Q, go do this. And you're like, well, I'm not going to do that. Well, you're a good person. But there are people that are mentally unstable. And that is what I'm talking about. Like this National Front group, 100% feds, 100%. So again, what would the feds do in the 90s and 2000s when I exposed and stopped a bunch of FBI plots trying to weaponize militias? The FBI informants and leaders would tell their militia, Jones says the militia is unconstitutional, and Jones says the militia is all feds. He says you're a fed. I say you ought to go get it right now. And then he goes out, gets in his FBI car, and drives off. The militia is constitutional. The militia is what all able-bodied men and now women are in self-defense. It's the civil defense. It's in the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well-regulated militia. That's the people. I'm not against the militia. I am the militia. You are the militia. I'm saying the feds go and take over the militias, which came out, to weaponize them. Remember the Hatari militia? I saw them doing a recruitment video where they had a guy standing up like a dictator with people standing behind him at a desk. And I said, that's FBI produced to make us look like idiots. And it turned out it was FBI produced, and they set him up and sent a bunch of them to prison wrongfully. They had one mistrial. So I'm harping on this now because there are major attempts and major moves to get us to be violent, and we need to get ahead of that because they've said the number one terror threat is Christian right-wing conservatives with no evidence and no right-wing terror. Okay? That's the main focus now because Biden is demonizing his opposition to send us all to jail or to start a civil war. And so that's why we've got to be as wise and peaceful as doves and serpents as the Bible tells us. I think that's in Exodus, but the point is that they're setting us up. The good news is almost everybody sees it. And when the feds try to stir up their garbage on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, people shoot it down metaphorically very, very quickly. So that is the good news. Okay, so thank you for joining us. Let me tell you what's coming up today, and then I'll hit our top story that I'm right in the middle of. 20-page article at the Washington Post. It is behind a paywall. I've tried to find a version that's not behind a paywall, so we can post on InfoWars, but we have not found one yet. I have the full thing in my email, and it would take 3 hours to actually read it on air. It's 20 pages long. But I am going to go over some of the notes I wrote about the article because it is incredible. So that's coming up. And, oh, where's Owen today? Oh, he's on an airplane flying to D.C. to be space prison time. Okay, because he was at the Capitol and didn't go inside to try to stop people going inside. The feds indicted him. So again, I'm just showing you how real this is. How he's going to plead guilty. Oh, he admits he's guilty. Yeah, the charging says he went in the Capitol. He didn't. But the feds don't care. They got judges and people that say, I don't care. The FBI is allowed to lie in court, folks. Okay? So people say, well, why did they indict me? Because I know they set it up, and I know how they ran the attack, and they know I won't shut up. And that's actually why the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, and it's come out, told the feds No, you're not indicting Alex Jones and Roger Stone. Because you, it says in here, because you have no evidence, no probable cause. But the real reason is, we're not going to shut up. We know how the feds did it now. We know their names. We know that there were D.C. police in there running the breakthrough to get people into the building. So I'm going to take my time on this subject. I'm going to cover it next hour. It is a big, 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 big deal. And it leads right in to what is currently happening, ladies and gentlemen. It plays right in to what they're planning next. So those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. This is not about going back over January 6th. This is about a 35,000-foot view of all the things that have unfolded and why it's unfolding and why it's all going down and how we are smart enough not to get caught in their next trap. Okay. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now and let's start going through the news we're going to cover. We have some really good news on the pedo cult, globalist dehumanization, depopulation attack. That's one of their main attacks on humanity. The UK, as you know, last week banned transgender surgeries and puberty blockers for 17 and down. I said this is the globalist, knowing that they've pushed too hard. Now look for Europe to ban it next. Then the rest of the world, but not the United States, were targeted for total destruction. And voila, Europe's moving now to ban the mutilation of children. Of course they should. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, we tried to go to the doctor and said, "Doctor, I'm trans-able." That's a real cult movement. Hundreds of thousands have even their limbs cut off. I want to be what's called a nugget. That's where you have your arms and legs cut off. It's a homosexual fetish thing. I have to tell you about that, but they're teaching our kids it. Mexico has whole colonies of these people that have their arms and legs removed. They live in boxes. I don't want to tell you the rest of it. It's really just beyond disgusting. It's the only stuff Satan could come up with. But if I went into an emergency room and said, "Doctor, I feel like I need to cut my arm off," they'd say, "Well, let us put you in a truck and send you to a loony bin." But they've shut down most of the loony bins now in the state hospitals. They say, "Oh, let's cut that arm right off." Actually, that's not state sponsored yet, but they're talking about making it state sponsored. But if you want to cut somebody's genitals off, especially a child that can't make their own decision and has whacked out parents, well, let's do it as young as 7 years old. It now comes out that major university and quote religious hospitals have done here in the United States, not just Europe. That came out about a month ago. So the good news is Europe does about face on transgender therapy for children, but then it gets even sicker. And I'm going to tell you about this coming up. But first, I'll tell you the other news. Report. It's out of Boston, Massachusetts. 4 children found in Boston-run housing with drag queens. Oh. Drugs, sex toys, and a dead body. And they were hiding the children in a closet when the fire department got there, and no one knows whose children they are. Now, normally you'd say a bunch of pervert men dressed like women were found with a dead body and a bunch of drugs and kids they grabbed. But, oh, it's drag queen. Oh, okay. Well, you... Then the media is not covering this because, oh, drag queen. It means it's a man dressed up in a clown outfit. Clown queen shows. Clown shows. That's what these drag queen clown shows are. It's fat, ugly men dressed in clown outfits. I mean, they're scarier than a clown. So first they steal a woman's identity and say they're a woman. The new definition is a fat man with a beard in a knit the clown outfit. And then it moves on to they're going to have sex with your kids. Like, well, it's their culture. They have sex with children. So that's coming up with a bunch of other news. We've also got NATO wants Ukraine on fast track to officially join NATO, something they said was not going to happen. Zelensky threatens Americans, questions U.S. presidential candidates calling for Ukraine peace. He says, "Are you ready for war? We're going to look at that." We also have MSNBC race baiter says conservative Supreme Court justice should be taken and killed like the people in the Titanic sub. Can't make that up. That's the loving liberals. New emails through FOIA documents show COVID vaccine mandates were based on a lie the CDC knew in 2021 as the program rolled out. They did not work, but kept it from the public. And we have a big article here on that. Cleveland Clinic's groundbreaking study released another finding which contradicts CDC narrative. Those not up to date on COVID-19 vaccination had a lower risk of COVID-19 than those up to date. And, you know, the pastor, literally 20 minutes before we went on air, was in here, Pastor Brown, and he instructed his amazing crew here in his satellite command center to live stream out on all the satellites this show. today. But then I didn't think to ask or say, our feed that is going out of Austin that we're connected to sends out all the articles and the videos to back up what I'm saying, and they overlay a lot of what I'm saying and shots of what I'm saying, so you can see that I'm not just pulling this out of the air. Are you sitting on a raw feed of me here, guys, or are you taking the InfoWars feed you're putting on satellite? You're taking our mixed feed. What geniuses. I didn't have to think of that. Okay, I'm impressed because I didn't think of that. Okay, you guys are taking the mixed feed. That's great. Okay, good, because I'm sitting there thinking, wait, are they? I mean, do they know I actually have these articles here? Actually, this is when I tell you the Washington Post admits that there was a secret plan to frame me, we're going to put that on screen for you, and you can go read it for yourself. Again, unfortunately, it's behind a paywall, but you can read the first two pages. So obviously, I need one of my writers to go pull out the quotes, and it's not stealing their writing, and it's not plagiarism, because we're going to give them credit, and it's about us, so it's fair use, and write a big article with large excerpts about how they tried to frame us, because that's really what this is. But they're just cleaning up for the FBI right now. Again, I'm going to explain all this next hour, but it is a bombshell report because they're just spinning all the illegal things they did as, don't worry, the higher-ups of the Justice Department killed it. And I told you this a lot. They had grand juries open trying to indict me all the time. And they were so sure with my bankruptcy, that was a reorganization for InfoWars and my own personal bankruptcy, that they were going to find criminal activity. And so they put all over the news things that weren't true and just complete 100% lies, 100% lies about us in the last year. Now you hear nothing about it because none of it was true. And they sent in the CIA, the FBI, an international private investigation unit. They offered private individuals money. They tried to infiltrate our operations. They tried to pay people to say that I had at least these groups, protect the FBI, that I was doing all this stuff to women. Totally untrue, that I'm on drugs, that I'm attacking people, just all of it. Of course, none of it was true. And even offering people money, they couldn't find anybody to bear false witness. That's been going on. Also, I'd be out on the street or at an event and pose with a woman in a picture. They did Facebook data mining and Instagram data mining and contacted, that we know of, hundreds of women, because dozens called us and said, called the office, hey, I met you once with my husband at an event or at a restaurant. You were nice, talk to us. I got a call from a private investigation group out of London, and they were offering me money to ask if I did anything to attack you, and I only talked to you 30 seconds. Do you know about this? Yeah. And then I did, you know, have a few girls I dated in between when my ex-wife divorced me almost 10 years ago, and I didn't meet my current wife and stuff for a year or so, and we didn't get married until 7 years ago. And so there was a couple of years where I did date, and I had a couple of those girlfriends call and say, you know, they called and offered me money. I told them what a nice guy you were, what a gentleman you were, what a teddy bear you were. So I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that can you imagine what Trump's gone through? It's 100 times this, at least. And can you imagine what everybody goes through? Can you imagine what Pastor Brown goes through? You never even hear about the stuff that he goes through. Fighting for God, fighting for the truth, fighting for your future forever with Christ. This is a serious war. But, you know, this has all been a great blessing in a way, because I've gotten to really experience how evil the enemy is and learn their tricks and gotten to see them up front and who they are. And the devil operates in compartmentalization. Most of the military are not bad people. Most of the FBI are not bad people. Most people in government are not bad people. In fact, they're some of the most awake people out there. I run into them. I talk to them. I see them. I come through customs. They're like, hey, we love you, Alex. You're right. The TSA, all of them. But it's the people on top, and it's these special units. And it's the same unit out of D.C. that ran the Michigan Whitmer kidnapping plot, that ran the January 6th.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all 3 toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you live from beautiful Tampa, Florida at The River, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's amazing church and evangelistic media complex reaching hundreds and hundreds of millions of people every year. Thank you again so much for joining us. I will be at his huge Sunday services where up to 10,000 people attend on Sunday. And then Sunday evening, we're going to go into the inside church, depending on how big the crowd is. Either they're a small one or they're a medium-sized one that holds like 3,000 or 4,000. And so look for that. It's free. It's open to the public. Great security, great people. If you live anywhere in Florida, you should really jump in the car and with the wife and children or the husband and the kids and just come on down or come on up to this event. You're in Georgia. You're only a few hours away. So, or Alabama, or any of those places, we would hope to see you here. It's a great place, and if you've always wanted to come see Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's amazing church and family, then this is the place, and this is the time. Revival.com, Revival.com. And again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video, where you don't just find my show, Owen Schroyer's show, and Harrison Smith's show, and our other reporters broadcast with reports, but where you will also find hundreds of other Band contributors at Band, is the word banned, like it's banned speech, banned.video. Or sometimes you can't share that URL because the censors online will block it. The URL that takes you there is Mad Max World, one word, Mad Max World. That's what the globalists are building. MadMaxWorld.tv, MadMaxWorld.tv, and there it is on screen. You can always just go to Infowars.com/show and find all the news feeds, the live feeds, and more. We want to invite all the Infowars listeners to go to Revival.com to check out the amazing stuff, because he's building and has built their own food processing systems and their own farms and their own cows and their own sheep and their own, I mean, I just ate luscious South African-style marinated sheep right off their farm here when we got here Tuesday evening. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely do not want to miss what is coming up. Okay, I'm already, like I always do, say I'm going to get to something later and then I start covering it now, but I need to really put my focus cap on and really break down what happened on January 6th and what's currently happened out of it. Just the whole enemy plan to demonize the American people and list us as terrorists and really set up permanent martial law here in America. So everybody's talking about all of these army vehicles and all the stuff going on and saying, is martial law coming? People are seeing all of the movement and all the training and all the missile batteries being moved around. And they say, is martial law coming? Is war coming? Yes, you're living under martial law with Joe Biden, who stole the election. Yes, they've put continuity of government emergencies in. Yes, he declared a national emergency when he came in January 2.5 years ago. Yes, they're trying to train the military publicly. We show you the training videos that constitutionalists and Christians and gun owners are white supremacists. And under a white supremacist definition, you're a terrorist. But obviously, they can't lock us all up. It's a desperate act. Black Lives Matter, funded by the Democratic Party, says that if you're a Republican, you're a white supremacist. But there's not real black members of Black Lives Matter. It's all run by Soros, the Democratic Party, and a bunch of racist white people who literally use racism to control people, the definition of racism. So the good news is almost no one is buying this, but people keep waiting for it to be called martial law or waiting for it to be called a war. We're at war with Russia through NATO in a proxy war, a hybrid war. We are under this tyranny. We have to admit it's illegitimate and admit it's out of control and admit that the very central government that is doing all this has dissolved the borders. That's one of the three things the feds have jurisdiction over. They have jurisdiction over the Navy and the military, the coining of currency, and the borders. That's where interstate commerce and all of that comes out. So the feds aren't doing their main jobs now. They've turned the banking over to the Federal Reserve that sets policy for the Treasury, basically. So that's backwards. And then they've dissolved the border. I'm not mad at our individual military. They're not our enemy. But they are under orders from Biden to go facilitate the smuggling at the border. And the head of the Border Patrol has said that publicly. And the head of their union. So the Border Patrol is not our enemy, but they're in the enemy hands. And they tell you, we are here to complete the smuggling. So that's what I wanted to get into, is what's happening to our children and the attacks on our children and the fact that our children have been turned into a commodity. There's a viral video clip with tens of millions of views, or different clips of it, of Jim Caviezel, the great Christian actor that played in Passion of the Christ, the highest grossing film in history, I would add, just because, again, a lot of the big top films are Christian, showing that's popular, what folks want. There's a hunger for that. So it's not about the money, but it's about showing that you know, our God is God and is popular despite the enemy's attacks. He went on the War Room. We want to invite him here with the great Steve Bannon. I'm going to skip this network break coming up too, guys. He went on with the great Steve Bannon, and then the full clip's on Infowars.com. It's like 30 minutes long. And he got into trafficking in children's body parts, and it has a metaphor for it called adrenochrome. So I'm going to tell you, is adrenochrome real? And what does it mean? And is Jim Caviezel, who has a huge blockbuster movie coming out about human trafficking that's based on a composite of true stories. In fact, we should get the trailer for that. I meant to play it last week. Get that trailer, too. I'll play that coming up. Before this hour ends in 20 minutes. But first, I want to play this clip, and then I want to go over with you, is his movie real? Is him talking about adrenochrome and selling children's body parts, is that real? And, of course, it is all real, and I could talk for 20 hours about it. The problem is when most people talk about it, it's like a metaphor. like, oh, yeah, I heard rich, powerful elites worship big idols in the woods and do mock human sacrifices of children. Well, then I heard about that in like 1999. I looked and talked to experts in Civil War. Where is it? Well, there's some in Germany, some in England, and one in Northern California, and one in Connecticut at a place called Skull and Bones. Well, that was inside a big building. But I confirmed from congressional testimony that it was true, and they did worship Satan inside there and have homosexual sex and lie in coffins for days and ask demons to enter them. This is in the congressional record. Anthony Sutton, Charlotte Isherby's dad, was a member. I can talk for an hour just about Skull and Bones. And so what did I do? I infiltrated in 2000 Bohemian Grove and when they supposedly did the ritual that year, July 15th, every year. And I snuck through the Secret Service and all up by the grace of God with a hidden camera and got the footage of the ritual. And still to this day, it's the only footage of the ritual. And then they later confirmed it was all real. And then members have annals that are given out each year. World leaders go there. Prince Charles, you name it. Richard Nixon called it some things that I can't say, but he said it's a giant homosexual orgy. Just look up Richard Nixon on Bohemian Grove. There's audio of it. It's in the Nixon tapes. He says it's the most GD, faggoty thing you've ever seen. That's a quote by the president, not trying to say GD here. That's what he said on the tapes of the Nixon tape. He said a lot more. And he still had to go to be elected president. He didn't have sex with the men, but most of them do. I was pretty good looking back then when I snuck in. I was about 40 pounds lighter in 2000, and I got whistled at and my rear end pinched repeatedly. I had to hide under one of the cabins until it got dark, crawled out, got footage of the event. So there's the footage on screen for you. So when I tell you something, it's documented 99% of the time, or I tell you I'm speculating. So when I tell you that they're drinking children's blood, when I tell you they're sacrificing children, when I tell you they kidnap over 1 million kids a year in the U.S. alone, most of them never found, when I tell you they've trafficked millions of children across the border under Biden and they've been disappeared and put into sex slavery, that's now come out in the New York Times a month ago. I told you about it years ago. Started under Obama, exploded under Biden. Trump stopped it. So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen, of what's going on. That's the reality of what is happening. So when I tell you this sex trafficking and even the murder of children and the Jeffrey Epstein stuff that I was the first to break 15 years ago, I'm credited with that. Epstein Island, Little St. John's, I'm the first to expose it. I was the first to expose NXIVM. I was first to expose it all. Because I had the sources. Everybody else had them, too. They're just scared to report it. Okay, so, oh, I hear there's a place in Northern California where they worship the devil. I'm going to go see if it's real. I've also been to Skull and Bones. I'm not bragging. I'm saying that's why they hate me, the enemy. Well, they're trying to put me in prison. I got the deathbed confession through his son of E. Howard Hunt. That's where the Ethan Hunt Mission Impossible comes from. That's what the guy he's based on. E. Howard Hunt. Worked for Richard Nixon before that for LBJ. He ran the murder of JFK in Dallas in November of 1963. I got the deathbed confession. I'll never see it on Discovery Channel or History Channel, but it's still online. It's still there. He died, what, 13, 14 years ago. So when I tell you something, you can look it up. Now, let's play Jim Caviezel, where he's on there talking about body parts in Ukraine. And that is one of the biggest things in Ukraine. It's not just money laundering. It's the human body parts of men, women, and children, but particularly men, but also a lot of children. But that's in mainline reports, but buried. Here's that clip.
I believe, okay, so the agents that I've spoken to, all right, here's the, for a barrel of oil, $77. For a barrel of body parts and what's going to be adrenochrome, all the plumes that are in the woman's mother's wombs, that goes in a plastic barrel, that's $77,000. Now, that gets sent into these bio labs.
Barrel oil,
$77. $77,000 for a barrel of body parts of children, blood, all of that goes to these bio labs. And then now go to Victoria Nuland's testimony. So
the bio labs, you're talking about the bio labs in Ukraine.
Right? Correct.
What, how?
Another and wherever else is, wherever else those places are. So, yes.
Walk through the supply chain of the supply into the biolabs. What do they take?
As far as the, give you the molecular structure. No. I can give you the.
What's this? The input of the body parts.
Everything. All the waste. All the body waste. All of that. That's what they told me.
As the stimulant.
Yes, that's one way. Again, it's probably not the ultimate way, but it's probably a Diet Coke.
Who's organizing that?
I would have to say definitely that it has to be in the three-letter agencies. So you are, your contention and what you want, your, and I'm saying this, you say there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, so if I say to a media person, 2 + 1 = 5, and I say 3, and the media will immediately say, how do you know? Did you see a 3? That's what it's like. If you go to Vegas and you win 1,000 hands in a row in blackjack, do you think there's cheating going on?
At the level of $152 billion a year.
Yes.
This has to be making money for a lot of people, and that cash has to be flowing through. Your contention is it is impossible to have demand at that side and have supply.
That's correct.
And not have some sort of organization.
Yes.
This can't be a random.
No. But the whole thing, just the thing with Ms. Rodas, she comes out and makes this testimony, this claim. She said that 85,000 children have disappeared. And she's a whistleblower.
85,000 of the kids are coming across.
That's correct. This last year.
And I would think that they would be pretty good.
Hit pause and back it up 10 seconds. I can't tell you my sources on this, but I've met with FBI agents, Border Patrol high level, federal marshals, and the highest level in the federal government below the attorney general. Now, people can figure out what that is. And I wasn't even told not to say this. I mean, I don't want to say it because it gets too close. I mean, obviously the feds know. I met with top federal judges, okay? Okay. And it's worse than that. It's hundreds of thousands of children, okay? And just in the Texas sector, it's 30,000 children given to 20,000 pedophiles. So they're coming across with the children in the Texas sector, and they try to indict them, and Merrick Garland says you're not allowed to indict them. So the judges and the magistrates are not allowed to indict them. Now, what did they announce last week? Congress has been stripped. Biden has stripped the money and has ordered the Border Patrol not to do DNA testing of kids they find, because they can check in like a day to see if that person is a relative. They know if it's first of kin or if it's an uncle or a cousin, okay? Or they know if there's no DNA match, okay? They just give people with no IDs who are with children kidnapped. Give them the children. No more DNA testing. Washington Post, pull it up. I covered it last week and went crazy on air about it. Okay? What this guy's saying, he's a great researcher, made a big movie, you know, played Jesus in the Passion of the Christ. I've seen his videos, really smart guy. I want to get him on the show. I don't know why he hasn't been on yet, but the point is Caviezel, his source, obviously a Fed, is saying 85,000. That's 85,000 in sex trafficking, folks. Okay? In the last 2.5 years. If it's 30,000 just in one area of Texas, it's over 1 million children, if you look at what happened under Obama and now under Biden. I've talked to high-level Border Patrol. 80% they're not catching. They don't even make contact with 80%. Yes. So when you hear that millions have come across just the last 2.5 years, and 380,000 is what Ted Cruz was saying in Congress last week with the Border Patrol heads there. So it's 380-something thousand. That's what they caught. Well, then if they're only catching 20%, can we do the math here? Okay, so what I'm saying is it's worse than they're even saying. You remember the governor video in Virginia 5 years ago, and we got the clip and it went viral, where he's on a radio show, but it's video too on the show, and he says, well, we keep babies comfortable after they're born and decide whether we're going to say they're human, and sometimes we don't say they're human, and we keep them alive and harvest their organs a few weeks later, because then all the orders for their organs come in, they get a much higher price if they can keep the baby alive. Now it came out in Congress last year that they've delivered thousands of babies with their hearts still beating to U.S. medical research labs. Type in babies with still beating hearts delivered to university and research facilities. That's mainstream news last year. Type in, learn what products have baby parts in them. Hundreds of products have baby essence in them as the flavoring. So, is adrenochrome real? Let's go further. I'd not watch Avatar, the new one, until last night. And I'm sitting there in my hotel room, and I said, I'm going to finally watch this movie and see this environmentalist brainwashing. I watch it. I'm going to tell the crew this. Guys, I'm sure it'll be online on YouTube. Somebody's had to grab it. Type in adrenochrome Avatar, the power water, whatever it's called. They kill the whales for the adrenochrome in their brain and get $70 million per container of the adrenochrome. Now, that's fiction, but they're throwing it in your face. So they kill this giant whale so they can sell the elites, get this, the essence of the pituitary gland of a space whale, because it makes them live forever, adrenochrome. So they're even putting it, and if you can't find it now, just download the movie, grab it, put it in post, and we upload this full show. Yeah, here it is. They found it. To band.video later, because again, we're live right now. So again, I could go on for 1,000 hours here. What did Life News, what did they all get? What about the FOIA request? What came out in court just last year? All over the United States, they sent babies, aborted babies, but the bioethics labs at these hospitals, they decide it's not a human. When they say we decide we're going to resuscitate a baby or not, that is a term they use whether it's human, not whether we're going to start its heart. You think of resuscitate as if your heart stops, you get defibrillated, you get mouth to mouth, or, you know, stuff like that. They call resuscitate, meaning we decide it's a human and save it and decide it has rights, or we decide whether to say it's not human and we say it's not resuscitated, but then it goes to a special area, is kept alive until they can blood type it and prepare and see the larger orders. Folks, look this up. Okay. Oh, look, PepsiCo says it will halt use of aborted fetal cells in flavor research. But that's worse than that. Some things actually have baby essence in them. So the headline to pull up is learn what products have baby parts in them. Okay. So including the so-called vaccines. So, and by the way, you guys found the scene where they kill the cow. That's what they call a female, whale. And so that's what these movies are, is the first Avatar is cowboys in space, cowboys and Indians in space. The second one is whalers and natives in space. That's just what he does, is remake old movies and then put it on this fictional planet of Pandora. But they didn't find the clip I wanted. It's after they kill the whale. Yeah, it's right before this. Yeah. They go in and drill into its brain and take its adrenochrome. So yeah, it's about a minute before this. So they're throwing everything in your face, absolutely in your face. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, this is a scene where they go out. Right there is where they go out and they hunt. They hunt it. Then about 2 minutes later, they kill it. And then about a minute later, they go into its body and go into its brain, its pituitary, and get the adrenochrome so the elites can live forever. But we'll add it in post later. Just enough of that. What I'm trying to get at for everybody here is this is everywhere, okay? And yes, they admit they're selling organs to people that get killed in Ukraine, including the children. And yes, that's going on. And yes, that's happening. And we're being turned into a commodity under this new world order. And so I want people to know this. I want people to understand this. And that's what this whole satanic system is turning people. Yes, here's the scene. I keep this going. Is turning people into commodities. And that's what this whole system is. But God made you, but God won't take your free will. God doesn't treat you like a commodity. You have to decide to go with God, the Holy Spirit, that has a mission for you. But because you have free will, you are allowed to sell yourself to the devil. It is transactional. You are allowed to get this petty power here on this earth and think you're cool, but you'll be totally alone in the end. The power of Satan is a joke. All of it is a giant curse, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's what this comes down to. So if you want to understand this, look up my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or just type in Alex Jones, Bohemian Grove. If you want to know about Skull and Bones, type in Alex Jones, Skull and Bones. If you want to know about the Order of Death, Alex Jones, the Order of Death, and you can still find it despite all the censorship, it's still out there. And if you want to understand, look up Virginia Governor talks about keeping babies comfortable. He goes, we make the decision to not resuscitate the baby. You think, oh, the baby died in surgery. Oh, it was in the car wreck? No. It's a 9-month, it's third trimester. And they say, we talk to the mother, whatever the issues with the baby. Does she want the baby? And if she doesn't want it, we do not resuscitate. If she wants it, she keeps it and it lives. But he goes, but if we do not resuscitate, we keep it comfortable. But if do not resuscitate means you're dead. No. Quote, yeah, there it is on video. If we do not resuscitate, we keep the baby comfortable until we harvest the organ. Say it again. They all use different language, legal language. The bioethics board at that medical center, which he used to work at, he's a baby harvester. They go, this guy's great. We'll put him as a governor. He's up there mainline telling the women and the people on TV and radio, we decide. And he goes, and the woman on the show goes, well, you get the police involved? The kids can live around. He goes, no. This is not a decision for the police. It's a decision for the mother and at least two doctors who are on the bioethics board. And even the liberal women are going, what? And then don't worry though. If we don't resuscitate, we keep baby comfortable. The women go, but resuscitate means save. I mean, the babies are already dead, right? No, we don't resuscitate if mama doesn't want it because it's not a baby now. They do a little magic trick where the baby is not a human now because the ethics board said only two members of the hospital board, they sign off and baby die. Now, maybe baby comes out and hadn't done a, and you know, baby's got, maybe it's a Siamese twin. Oh, this is going to be terrible pain, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to, you don't want to resuscitate, do you? Well, still, it's the baby's outside the womb. Federal law says you can't kill them once they're outside. But Democrats are trying to pass laws to kill them once they've gotten out of the womb. Because sometimes a baby, when they're killing it 9 months in, they call it, you know, there's different terms doctors use, but they call it the disaster and things like that. Sometimes the baby just comes out. Or the woman on the way there, the baby, you know, she has birth. And then they've been caught and gone to jail. They put them in buckets of water because technically they don't want to stab them and kill them themselves because the technical thing is they've committed murder one if they do that. So they just leave them out to die. Sometimes they live 3 or 4 days. Then they don't sell those body parts because that was a human. Or you've got a lot of people, famous women, you know, and men that survived and got saved out of dumpsters. You know those cases, right? I forget the lady's name. She travels the country, pretty blonde-haired lady. She has a limp because they, you know, broke her leg when she was a baby, thrown in the trash can. But the Christians, they go and they dig the babies out of the trash can. But see, those are babies they didn't resuscitate. They just throw in the trash can. But that was back before there was all the money going into all this. So people ask why I get so excited, why I talk so fast. When I'm not on air sitting around talking to Pastor Howard, I'm like an old toad sitting there quiet. He goes, man, you don't talk a lot. But when I get on air, I jump around because I'm telling you all this stuff. I'm talking about videos with them saying, we kill babies. We kill babies and take their organs. And everybody sits around and asks the question, is Jim Caviezel telling the truth? I don't need to know if Jim Caviezel's telling the truth. I've done the research because I care and you care too. So let's stop asking, is martial law coming? It's here. Let's stop asking if we're going to have war. We're in war with Russia. Let's stop asking if they're killing babies and sucking their blood and their essences out and the pituitary glands. And they do call it adrenochrome. And they do sell it. Hunter S. Thompson confirmed it. But guess what? The Clintons own the company or part of it that has the patent. And it's called adrenochrome and it's hiding in plain view. So nobody talks about it. Go online and pull up an EpiPen. Those things that cost $200 a piece. And pull up the packaging, pull up EpiPen packaging, and read what the chemical is that if you're having an allergic response, you take to get you higher than a kite, by the way. It is adrenochrome. It's synthetic. And it's called adrenochrome. And it's in your face. So they got a drug called adrenochrome. They make top movies where they're sucking the adrenochrome out of whales, all to confuse you. And they, oh, is it real? Is it not? Is it not? Hunter S. Thompson was paid by Satanist and adrenochrome. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. Infowars.com. It's 2 a.m.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfowarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
We got cut off by the break. I don't want to cut off what Jim Caviezel was saying. Yes, he's 100% on. And I notice I get addicted to reading comments because they're so informative. Just to see where people are at. On Twitter, the left was freaking out going, you're insane. Nobody sells babies' body parts. Nobody. I mean, Caviezel's not even telling you that they keep them alive in many cases. And that's the headline. Federal documents. Research centers got delivery of still beating babies with hearts beating. Fetuses with hearts beating. I mean, you can just type that in. Babies with beating hearts. Fetuses with beating hearts delivered to research centers all over the United States, all over the world. And we sit here, and then we're like, oh, this is insane. And there it is. New FDA records show purchases of fetal organs, heads, and tissues for humanized mice project. And if you go into there, still beating hearts. So, I have the governor. I just showed you the video. Put it on screen. You go pull it up. Maybe we should play the governor's video. It's 5 minutes is the main part. He's like, yeah, you know, we should keep the baby alive. So that's who these people are, folks. And that's why I get so angry. So here is Caviezel, laying it all out.
I believe. Okay. So the agents that I've spoken to, all right, here's the, for a barrel of oil, $77 for a barrel of body parts and what's going to be adrenochrome, all the plumes that are in the woman's mother's wombs, that goes from a plastic barrel, that's $77,000. Now that gets sent into these bio labs.
Barrel oil,
$77. $77,000 for a barrel of body parts of children, blood, all of that goes to these bio labs. And then now go to Victoria Nuland's testimony.
The bio labs, you're talking about the bio labs in Ukraine.
Correct.
What? How?
And wherever else those places are. So yes.
Walk through the supply chain of the supply into the bio labs. What do they take?
As far as the, give you the molecular structure. No. I can give you the.
What's the input of the body parts?
Everything, all the waste, all the body waste, all of that. That's what they told me.
Has the stimulant in?
Yes, that's one way. Again, it's probably not the ultimate way, but it's probably a Diet Coke.
Who's organizing that?
I would have to say definitely that it has to be in the three-letter agencies.
So your contention and what you want, you're in.
I'm saying this. You say there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, so if I say to a media person, 2 + 1 = 5, and I say 3, and the media will immediately say, how do you know? Did you see a 3? That's what it's like. If you go to Vegas and you win 1,000 hands in a row in blackjack, do you think there's cheating going on?
At the level of $152 billion a year.
Yes.
This has to be making money for a lot of people, and that cash has to be flowing through. Your contention is it is impossible to have demand at that side and have supply.
That's correct.
And not have yes. some sort of organ.
Yes.
This can't be a random.
No. But the whole thing, just the thing with Ms. Rodas, she comes out and makes this testimony, this claim. She said that 85,000 children have disappeared. And she's a whistleblower.
85,000 of the kids were coming across.
That's correct. This last year.
And I would think that they would be pretty good.
The next day,
to track anybody
but,
anywhere.
But, right? Steve, the next day, the media didn't even pick it up. It's not even worthless. It's worthless to them. That's worthless information. And there's no, hey, my bad, Hunter Biden laptop. Oh, and by the way, there was a lot of suggestions that there was probably something more on that laptop than we want to go into. I mean, when you say laptop from hell.
On the perversion.
Well, I got it from the best of the best, and they said there'll be adrenochrome there. Oh, and by the way, on the street, for all of those of you that don't know this, but it's called ambrosia.
Ambrosia is a street term.
That's a street term, yeah. Well, the elite term.
And your belief is in the hard drive from hell. When you get to the bottom of that, you'll also find
that's all true, by the way.
Perversion and degradation of Hunter Biden with
in the Grand Grimoires, satanic black magic books that I have reviewed and read. They're at least 800 years old. They discuss ambrosia, and that's in the Black Sabbath when the Black Sabbath usually goes for about 2 days with about a two-year-old child. They like to be old enough to really scare them bad. And they torture them, and then lance them, and then drink the blood from lancing. Then they have
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I wanted to welcome all the different viewers and listeners today who are tuning in from Revival.com and from all the different satellite networks that are picking up this broadcast, Dish, DirecTV, international satellites into Africa, into Europe, into Asia, with the great Revival kingpin when it comes to battling the devil at point blank range, the great Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, revival.com. And I'm here in Tampa, Florida at his headquarters. He's got churches all over the world and missionaries all over the world in Tampa, Florida at the river. And I will be here for the Sunday morning event, the big event, the church service. And then I am going to be here at 7 o'clock at night. In their smaller tabernacle, in their smaller church area. Let's see, I think 500 or 600, they were saying. For an evening with Alex Jones, it's going to be put out on the satellites as well. That is free of the public. But don't worry, if more than 500 people show up, hear me speak, they will move it into one of the bigger buildings they have just feet away. And so I would imagine we're not going to be in that small space. I mean, he usually has, he does 7 days a week when he's here, his other pastor, 7 days a week. They usually have 300, 400, 500 people there just for that. And he does that 7 days a week on top of all the other services. So I would imagine, a couple thousand people show up. So it's all great, great security, drive right in, plenty of parking. It's just the River Church in Tampa, Florida. It's very easy to get here. Very nice area. Be sure and come, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an Ask Alex Jones Anything deal. I think he's going to get up and speak some. I'll get up and say a few words, speak some. And then, but what I always enjoy, that's what he likes as well, is just talking to people. You know, it's right now, I'm very calm, talking about the church and Pastor Brown and everything. But I just, the last 30 minutes, couldn't hardly stop talking. Got very agitated, very excited, started sweating, even though it's like 68 degrees in here. Because when I start thinking about all the evidence of child trafficking and human sacrificing and mass murder and adrenochrome and death, and I still see the general public living in denial, even though the Border Patrol admits that they're helping smuggle children into the hands of convicted pedophiles, and many of these children are found dead. And the children are killed in the hospitals up until the ninth month and have their body parts sold, and in many cases they're kept alive. That gets me upset. That gets me angry. And then we see all of the horrible child trafficking, child raping stories getting swept under the rug and all over the country. I interview some of the top pedophile trackers. Just interviewed Alex Rosen a few days ago, but on Monday, he talked about how he went to Washington State with good cops that were there. They had the guys trying to, get kids, coming to have sex with little kids and saying they wanted to have sex with kids and saying, and these pedophiles will be honest. Yes, I want to have sex with kids. I came to have sex with a 5-year-old. And the DA says, who's Soros, you will not arrest that person. So the DAs are now protecting the pedophiles. But let me just give you some examples of good news that's happening. The UK a week ago said, okay, we're not doing transgender surgeries and we're banning the use of puberty blockers on anybody below the age of 17 because you're an adult. I don't agree with it, but if you want to destroy yourself, that's your issue. I guess you can find a plastic surgeon that'll cut your your genitals off. I think it probably should be illegal, but because you're mentally ill, but whatever. But obviously with children or young people, it should be illegal. And children can't make that decision. So they know the backlash is so big now, and they know that there's enough victims, millions of them, that have had their genitals cut off. Little girls have had their breasts cut off. Some doctors go forward and cut out their uterus and ovaries. With the boys, I don't want to get into it here, but listeners, you need to understand. Hundreds of thousands of boys in the U.S. alone, and it's accelerating. You know, it used to be like 100 a year, and then it was 1,000 a year, and now it's 100,000 a year or so. Have their genitals cut off, and then they create an artificial female organ that isn't real, that's an open wound, and for decades, it never heals. You have to wear a horrible prosthesis up in you to keep the open channel, the bleeding channel open. Now, with girls, it's even worse. And let's show some photos of this. I didn't tell the crew to do it, but you can pull it up. It has a medical term. I believe it's called a penoscopy, and meaning from pen, and I guess in the Latin. And they take the forearms off the girls and part of their legs. I mean, they're going to do the cruel joke of building an artificial male member that doesn't work. You might as well just make it tiny so you're not having to chop up too much. But they, some prim reason, want to make, you know, just these huge things. And it is a big, giant, bleeding thing that almost always falls off in a few months, and they put a plastic piece of PVC pipe in it as the urethra. So I'm sorry to have to talk about this here on air, folks. I know it's horrible, but it's happening to our children. It's going on. So the good news is the UK banned it, and I predicted last week that the EU would follow, because I've noticed how this works. The EU has already banned the shots for children a year and a half ago, saying that they didn't work and hurt them, and heart attacks. J&J, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, all banned. For those that get mad at Pastor Brown 3 years ago saying, I'm not taking the shot, don't trust him. For those, yeah, guys, show the actual surgery photos, though. Don't show the actual surgery photos. Don't show what they build with it. We're not going to show even an artificial male member here. Just show after the surgery the cut open thighs, cut open legs. Okay? I'm not making any of this up, folks, okay? Type in how female to male transgender surgery happens. You can type in open heart surgery. You can type in artificial heart. You can type in brain surgery. You can type in leg surgery. You can type in spine replacement, hip replacement, and it's all on YouTube. You can type in female to male and male to female, which isn't really female to male. It's a lie. You can say you're a penguin and have him, you know, it's like the South Park where he says he's a dolphin, but he's not a dolphin. He has a big, horrible, stinking, fake fin on his back. You can say that all you want, but you're not really that, okay? And so the good news is they have now banned it in the UK, and now they're moving to ban it in Europe, and hopefully we can get our souls back and ban this here in the United States. But it's only as people discover how gruesome this is and how horrible this is that people are learning this. This is it. I mean, this is surgery, folks. This is on YouTube. This is what they do. That's enough. Just turn it off. And again, it never heals. It doesn't have real skin on it. This is so insane. Okay, just, oh my goodness. I'm not going to apologize for showing that, but we can show you what an abortion looks like too. And I've gone and stood outside abortion clinics, you know, and back in the day with big posters, you know, that show it. And then later with TV screens, and the left comes over and physically attacks us. And we're not disrespecting the babies. We're respecting them. Just like Jesus was crucified in public and God used that against the enemy. I do think everybody should go watch an abortion, and you can see them. I think you should go look at it for yourself. You should see all this, but I can't handle it today. I've seen it enough. I'm not going to subject. This is not, I'm simulcast on Rodney Howard Brown's thing right now. So I don't know if they want that. So in deference to his audience, I'm not going to show it. In fact, that's enough of all of it. I can't handle much more of this. Europe does about face on transgender therapy for children and are moving to ban it, saying it looks like it's causing suicides, it doesn't work, and doesn't help the children. Because the lie was, oh, cut their breast off, cut their genitals off, cut their uterus out, it's going to make them so happy. And, of course, the lawsuits are all getting filed as people find out how horrible this all is. So, yes, this is what's happening. Now, that's the good news. Here is some of the other news, and we're going to go to break here in a moment. Report, 4 children found in Boston run housing with drag queens, drugs, sex toys, and a dead body. And we'll get into that report. And the thing is, this is being swept under the rug. That's a Breitbart article. And it's not even in the local news. It's in the fire department report and the police report. And, of course, nobody's being investigated. Nobody cares. Drugs, dead body, children held captive in a closet as young as 5 years old. No big deal. Because it's a drag queen. Oh, that's the best thing on earth. No, a drag queen is Bob Hope joking around at the USO, dressed up like a woman, making a joke out of it. I don't think everybody that dresses up like a woman as a joke is bad. I did it once in a comedy skit. It was ridiculous with a wig on my head saying I was Wonder Woman. And I identify as a woman as a joke. That's making a joke out of it. When Steven Crowder goes to a gym and says, you know, he's a woman, to point out it's obscene. But when you go and try to perform in front of children, have them put money in your G-string and shake your butt in children's face, it's the sexualization of children, and it should be illegal. And that is exactly what it is in spades. So we'll go to break, come back, and talk about that. Deranged transgender activists suspected of mailing letters containing white powder GOP leaders. They're also the ones doing bomb threats against Target and everybody else, but then saying that it's us. AP said it's right-wingers, even though the police say it's transgenders. Also, we've got more on this. We've got more on McCarthy warns GOP. Now is not the time to force impeachment on Biden. I'll give you my take on that. We've also got a lot of military news.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Female Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got
run out, and there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show, coming to you from the River Church, Rodney Howard Brown, in the outskirts of beautiful Tampa, Florida, where I'll be hosting again tomorrow from the studios, and then I'll also be here Sunday evening for a evening with Alex Jones, and it's free and open to the public, and up to 10,000 people can come, but they're putting us in the smaller auditorium and then expanding it as needed, so it's unlimited. You're not going to get turned away. I don't think 10,000 would come. The biggest event I ever had at 6,000 at it. That was a paid event, though, because we had to rent a hotel in Los Angeles. It was a 9/11 truth event exposing what really happened there. So please come. I think it's going to be quite the evening, and we'll just take questions. And, you know, as long as you want to ask Alex Jones anything. Howard's going to give a speech. Rodney Howard Brown. I'm going to give a speech and a little talk, and then we'll take hours of your questions. And it's easy to find. Just The River in Tampa, Florida. The River Church, Revival.com. Okay. Let me do this. I don't just sit there and rattle on about January 6th because most people know it was a staged provocateur event and that Ray Epps was just the tip of the spear. And our listeners know that, and they don't want to just hear the same thing they already know over and over again. But let me just say this right now. There have been major new developments that affect every one of you out there, including myself. And is a big deal. And so when we talk about January 6th, when we talk about issues like this, it is important to understand that this is their blueprint to brand the American people as terrorists, period. And that they've officially done that. And I told you 2.5 years ago when Biden first got in, that's what he was doing because he directed the National Security Council and the Justice Department that the main threat was white supremacists. And that the definition of white supremacist was anyone questioning lockdowns, forced shots, open borders, anybody that wanted to keep their churches open, anybody that they've added on to it that was against the or didn't like how the Afghan withdrawal happened. I mean, just if you oppose transgenderism, critical race theory, you're a white supremacist. If you oppose telling six-year-olds that they're inherently bad because they're white, which is totally racist and bad, telling little black kids they're bad because of what color they are, it's all the same evil. Then you're a white supremacist. And that's how they then defined this. And they just put the document from June of that year. He first makes the announcement when he gets into office via fraud. And then, also questioning elections is white supremacist. I forgot that too. And then by that definition, they've now expanded it to the number one threat is populist, is anybody that questions this takeover. And so I knew when the Congress subpoenaed me with the January 6th puppet committee, that didn't have any real Republicans on it. And you know, Kinzinger and Cheney was it. And I knew when I testified to them that they were trying to set me up, so I took the fifth. I had nothing to hide, but Schiff had already doctored three documents. He's being censured for it right now. And he was on that committee. And, I mean, I had the guy interrogating me. I mean, I testified before these guys, and I took the fifth 98 times. And I said, because you're not a real committee, and you're criminals that want to set me up. And I told them to their face. And then I said, because you're criminals, I take the fifth. 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 Ask your question. Because you're criminals, I take the fifth. Because you're criminals, I take the fifth. Because you are the criminals, I take the fifth. I'm not going to sit there and put up with it. And so I knew that they subpoenaed a bunch of people that worked with me, a bunch of people around me. I knew the questions they were asking him. I knew what was going on. And they wanted to say that Trump and I got with Roger Stone and planned to attack the Capitol. That totally made us look bad. That was a setup that we never did before, never did since. That storming a Capitol and pooping on Nancy Pelosi's chair. I mean, seriously. Oh, that's our plan. Yeah, we're into paramilitary stuff too. We're into war, folks. That's That's what we do, is we overthrow governments. When I say 1776, I mean the spirit of 1776 and the fight for the hearts and minds and souls of the people. It's why it's called an info war. Information war is 90% of war. I'm at war with lies. I'm at war with corruption. But nope, the military is not my department, and leading paramilitary counteroffensives to the globalist coup is not my department. And it's not because I don't have courage, I don't have skin in the game. They're trying to put me in prison because I threaten them with the truth. And I expose their works of darkness, and I give people hope, and I rally against them, and I expose them. So I knew that they've had a whole bunch of grand juries open, and I never on air talked about, because lawyers advised me to get into some of the grand juries that I've had to give testimony to, some of the written testimony through affidavits. It cost incredible amounts of money. I hired, you know, some of the best criminal lawyers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. And it has been a lot of fun, let me tell you. Not just on January 6th. They have been, and see, they win regardless, because they've weaponized the Justice Department. And if they do this to me, and I've got to spend millions of dollars, because a good criminal lawyer, and they don't just believe you. They go through all your computers, all your stuff, interview everybody. And then they go before the grand jury and say, this is absolute crap. This person is totally innocent. While the prosecutors go, no, he's the devil, and show no proof. And folks on Owen Schroyer, they put federal filings in saying he stormed the Capitol and was telling people to attack it. And the judges don't care. They love it in D.C., select judges. And so I was like, whoa, they've indicted Owen when he was with me trying to keep people from going in the building. We'll show you that video coming up next segment. He's in D.C. now. He just landed. He's going to court tomorrow again. And this is the final hearing, whether they're going to go full out charge him or drop it or whatever. We're going to find out. But he's been saying, I'm not guilty of this. But what if I say I'm guilty of trespassing on the Capitol? I'm explaining what happened there. We had a pavilion there at the Capitol on the northeast corner. We had all of it with the Capitol Police. But the D.C. police were in control, and they help storm the Capitol and manipulate a few hundred people to follow him in. And that's why they tried to keep the cameras from coming out, the video from coming out. And now Congressman came out 2 weeks ago and said, we've seen the footage, it's being restricted. They say to protect officers' names. That's because it's them in the face scans. Now, most of the D.C. police were wearing face masks, but they got tired later and pulled them off. And this is all coming out. So it's Ray Epps, another group, ramming signs saying, go in the Capitol outside. They understaffed then the D.C. police and also some Capitol police that were in on it, fired tear gas into their own officers to break the line. Then the officers helped break the windows and told others to go in, and the rest is history. Meanwhile, I'm at the Ellipse freezing my butt off because I didn't realize how cold it was that morning. I was just wearing a jacket and a T-shirt and you know, just light socks, because I love cold, but not you know, sitting there for 4 hours even before Trump spoke. And we now know the timeline that before Trump even spoke, that's when they started breaking into the Capitol. And then I was told, oh, the Secret Service and the feds, they want you to lead the march. There's only 40,000 in the Ellipse. You got to go through metal detectors to be around Trump. There's a million people in and around the Washington Monument. They all start leaving when Trump starts speaking, because Trump was going to go to the Capitol and speak at the thing they'd set up. Trump always just knows where he's going, but just shows up. Trump didn't know there'd be no police, no Secret Service, no National Guard when he was going to go to the northeast end of the Capitol. So once the feds know they've breached, the Secret Service comes over with the RNC people. They open the gate backstage. Trump's up here speaking. I'm right in the second row. Here's Trump right here. The feds come over. They go, okay, Jones, it's time. I get up. My cell phone's not working because there's so many people using cell phones. I couldn't get a signal. I couldn't check what was happening. I get out. Go behind the Ellipse, go back behind where the, tell the Secret Service I got to use the bathroom, the cops. We go use the bathroom, wait a few minutes. They go, hurry, you got to get to the Capitol for the president. I'm like, I'm supposed to lead, and I look out of Pennsylvania Avenue from the back, and there's just tens of thousands of people marching.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brainforce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brainforce Ultra, Brainforce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I want to say BrainForce is great. I want to say TurboForce is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Now, folks have to understand, if they're new viewers watching on international satellite, DirecTV, Dish Network, you name it, that normally watch Rodney Howard's 24-hour operations here. Rodney Howard Brown's operations, that you hear me just churning all this stuff out and all these adventures and all these stories. And even I'm amazed by it, how much crazy stuff I've been in the middle of fighting the New World Order. And that's the reason I just get up here and just start rattling, because I've seen so much, done so much, and I'm telling you what I remember exactly as I saw it. I have this thing where I don't even try to premeditate the stories I'm telling. Even, they're all true, but to try to like think about each story and how do I want to tell it, I would just get caught in that and not be able to even tell the story. I just have this thing where I just regurgitate what the truth is. That's why I got arrested for DWI 3 years ago, The cops pulled me over. They said, you've been drinking. I said, yeah, I had two glasses of sake. Boom. Everybody said, why don't you just lie? Just couldn't do it. Now, I blew under and they dropped it. But the point is that when you're hearing me, folks, you're getting literal, no filter. You're getting it. And this is the mode I get in of all the studying I've done. And it's a little annoying sometimes, even to me. Some people think it's great. The point is you're literally getting someone just opening the floodgates and telling you my perception. Now, we all see through rose-colored darklies. None of us are perfect, but you're getting as close to the truth as I can tell you exactly what happened. So, and of course, I should have said this up front as I got into this. I told you first hour about a lot of it, and I said I'd get back into it second hour, and we're doing that now. I need to hurry because there's a lot to tell. Why am I getting back to January 6th now? I just got up to the point where the Secret Service comes and gets us and brings us out and points me at the Pennsylvania Avenue 100 yards away. I'm in this big field. And it's just a mass of people already going. And I go, how with a bullhorn I'm about to go meet my security and get, who's waiting at the fence for me, how do I control and lead that? Well, we'll be there, and the president will be there, and his motorcade, he'll meet you there to speak with Roger at the – this is the White House coordinator people. And I'm sitting there going, okay, all right. So I'm not the omnipresent government, which isn't omnipresent. I don't have helicopters and surveillance cameras. I'm not in command centers. My cell phone's not working. I'm trying to go find my security people. Because, again, there's so many. There's a million people there. Everybody's on their cell phones. So you can't get internet. You know, it takes like 30 minutes for a page to load. Most of the time you can't call somebody. If it does, it just cuts out real quick. So I'm trying to find my security. I find him. And then up when he gets to the motorcade. And I go, yeah, but we need to get down there and get in place. So when he gets there, find the stage, get with their security. And we're like, what security do they have? Well, and our guys are like, well, we were just down there an hour ago to check it out, and there's no security, and they're fighting with the police. And I go, excuse me? Yeah, there's only a few cops, and there's people there attacking them. And our security guys go, yeah, this is going on hours ago. But we tried to call you. We couldn't get through to you. And I'm like, let's get down there. And our security guys are like, yeah, let's get down there and try to stop it. We figured it was a few guys. So we start walking as fast as we can. It takes about 20, 30 minutes to get down there. And I walk up to the Capitol grounds. There's no fences. There's no nothing. I'm supposed to go around the back of the Capitol, the northeast side or whatever it was, the corner back there. I walk up this way. It's around the corner over here. And I see, like out of a movie, people climbing the front of the Capitol. I see a guy fall off. And then a cloud of tear gas comes and hits me, and I start coughing. And it was just totally surreal. And I'm sitting there. So I climb up on a box of chairs. They're getting ready for the inauguration in a few weeks. And so they had big plastic pallets, you know, bubble wrap. It's like sheet wrap around these big stacks of chairs, all stacked. So we climb up on top of those. And, you know, there's holes in the chairs you can fall off. And I'm trying to bullhorn. But when I start saying, hey, it's feds inside. They're breaking in. It'll be a Kent State massacre. They're setting you up. Don't go in. I don't even know they've already breached and gone in because I can't see that. I'm down at the low level on the grounds. And this is all going on. So Owen Schroyer is up there with me. He's been charged with attacking the Capitol, breaching it. In the charging order, it says breaching the Capitol. And later it says they call that the Capitol grounds. So we have a permit to be on the Capitol. We have a permit to give a speech. He works at InfoWars. The Fed said in his charging, Owen has lied and said he works at InfoWars. He does not work there. He's only worked there 7 years now. At that time, 5 years. So he'd worked there 5 years. He anchors the Daily Show. He's famous with hundreds of millions of views, viral videos. Owen had, before he got banned off everything like I did, he had more views than I did. Like Paul Watson had some videos with 50 million, 60 million, so did Owen. I mean, I had films at 100 million and stuff, but you know, the point was Owen is a well-known guy. Fed said in the filing nope, he doesn't work there. He's a liar too. So why did they indict Owen? And that goes into the new stuff that just broke. Why did they charge Owen, but not me? It's perception. Why did they slap Hunter Biden on the wrist and then charge Trump with all this garbage? Because they got to slap him on the wrist to make it look like they're actually doing something. And so they knew they couldn't charge me because I got up and tried to stop it. Owen did too as well. And they knew that if they charged me, I'd make a big deal about the feds and Ray Epps. And I wouldn't go quietly into the night, even with their kangaroo court and kangaroo jury in D.C. And I was told that by insiders. I told you all this before. Now it's in a 20-page article in the Washington Post. So now, I mean, it's all there. And But they wanted the perception that InfoWars was still guilty, so they said, well, we'll just pick off his right-hand guy. We'll just take down, you know, Batman's Robin. And so that's what they did. So it's the same thing with, okay, we really can't indict Hunter with something real because he's the president's kid, and he was doing it for his dad, the big guy. We can't have that come out in court. So let's slap on the wrist for a gun charge. And it's the same thing. It's not that the feds were on my side. They just knew they didn't have any evidence. They knew I understood things and wouldn't go along with their narrative ignorantly. So they said, we'll do the next best thing. We'll just fry Owen and then give it no media cover. And so that's what they're doing. That's what's happening. And we now know out of the Washington Post article, and I know they're being accurate here because I live this, and I've told you almost all this already, but now it's confirmed that 2 years ago, the head prosecutor in D.C., where they know they've got everything rigged, went to the Justice Department at the highest levels and had a meeting and said, we want to indict Trump, and said that he masterminded it with Roger Stone and Alex Jones. I did not discuss January 6th with Trump. I did not discuss the march with Trump. I had no contact with Trump for a year or more before this. I missed a few calls from him. It's always an unknown number, and I don't carry my phone around you constantly. I use my voicemail as a secretary. And so that's why when Trump's called me the times he gets through, keep your phone in your hand, expect a call in the next 10 minutes. And then they call and go, it's the president, secretary here. Would you like to talk to the president? Yes. And then transfers to Trump. So that's how it works. We talk to Trump. Unless he's at Mar-a-Lago, then Roger will call and he's like, hey, Trump wants to talk to you. He'll call you in the next 5 minutes. I mean, that's how it works, okay? Because he gets irritated. I mean, I've missed like probably 20 calls from Trump. And I'm not name-dropping. I'm explaining how this works. So I've not talked to Trump in over a year before January 6th. I was talking to a RNC major fundraiser who did rallies for Trump. Because remember, the executive branch doesn't pay for Trump's rallies. That's illegal. It's the RNC or Trump himself or his donors. So I'm talking to this lady. She's the main lady. Her name is all over the news. She's well known. I'm seeing her behind the stage with, you know, Trump Jr. and, you know, Don and Eric and all them. And then she comes over and waves me through to go. And I don't think she was setting me up. I don't think even the Secret Service guys were setting me up. But whoever told them, the moles inside that were setting Trump up, we now know, they were doing this to send me to the Capitol right when all this started to blame me. But I was smart enough, plus it was idiotic for us to be involved in that. It makes us look horrible. I mean, I don't have a motive to go make us look like fools and attack police and stuff. That's a terrible move. We don't have a motive. Plus, there's no evidence of it. And so now it's come out in a big article that's a whitewash that's titled FBI Resisted Opening Probe into Trump's Role in January 6th for More Than a Year. Now, that's a whitewash 20-page investigative report. To just make it look like, oh, they're being easy on Trump. They're not criminally charging him with all this stuff, you know, because they're out to get him. You know, it's just they had to. And that's because Jack Smith's getting ready to indict Trump on January 6th stuff. But the FBI came out and told Reuters right around this time, there's no evidence Alex Jones or Roger Stone or Trump planned any premeditated stuff on the Capitol. Well, obviously we didn't. We walked into a trap. We thought there'd be Secret Service and state and police and everything like there was everywhere else when we got to the stage. But we never got there because the Capitol was attacked by feds and Capitol DC police attacking the Capitol police. And that's all come out in Congress now. And in the videos, pull up the headlines. So we walk into this trap and then they have the nerve in DC to try to frame me and Roger and Trump for walking into their trap. Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard. Milley said he resigned. He called it tyranny for January 6th. They cut the amount of Capitol Police that day to half and sent them away on traffic duty helping the D.C. police. Meanwhile, the D.C. police came and helped attack the Capitol. And it's all on record. It's all on record. It's all on record. It's all. So what do we do? Jones knows. How do we indict him for this? But the feds are so crazy in D.C. That's that special unit that ran the kidnapping operation at Whitmer that ran January 6th. They're like, we don't care. We got juries that we handpicked. D.C.'s 95% Democrat. All these people work for us. Totally rigged juries on record. It's come out they rigged juries. We've exposed them in Roger's trial, Roger Stone. And so they went to Garland, and it's all in the article, and they're the top people, and they literally said, are you crazy? That's in the article. They said, are you nuts? There's zero evidence. We've got all their phones, subpoenas, the NSA. Trump did not talk to Roger about this. Trump did not talk to Alex about this. They had all Rogers' text messages. They already had them before we were subpoenaed for them. But Rogers' like, I don't want to go to D.C. It's going to be a big, just, you know, big crowds and, you know, Trump rallies are, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm staying here. And I'm like, oh, no, come, please. You know, we've got donors that'll fly you there. And, well, I don't have money for security. Rogers' a sweetheart, but he is a grumpy, okay? And he is burnt out, just like I am. And I had to beg him to go. And then that day, he couldn't even get out of the Willard Hotel. There was a million people there in and around that hotel. The hotel's right by the Ellipse. And let me tell you something. I don't have claustrophobia, but I do after this. It took us an hour and 30 minutes with 15 huge security guys. I mean, like some of them almost 7 foot tall black, off-duty cops, okay, from Maryland and D.C. And it made our blisters mad because, I mean, we had to shove a lot of people out of the way to get there. So we formed like an icebreaker with these security guys, 15 of them, and had to battle our way through to get to that Ellipse. Okay, so, I mean, that's what the, and we did a lot, the video's been put out of that, too. So we had to shove our way through, almost got in fights, because you're pushing people through, and there's a lady in a wheelchair, and somebody goes, that's my mom, what's your problem? I'm sorry, oh, Alex, okay, we'll let you through, be a little more careful. So Roger's like, Roger, right before my phone quit working, he texts, I'm going through the crowd, and he goes, I'm not going, I can't get out of the hotel. So Roger, we're these supermen orchestrating the whole thing. We can't get out. He can't get out of the hotel. I can barely make it with huge, huge black security guys. And that's just mainly who they were. Huge black dudes look like NFL linemen. I think some of them were. And literally we can, I mean, I'm like being pushed and like we're battling to like a Roman phalanx or a Greek phalanx to get into this thing. And then again, they let us out. We go down to the Capitol. All this happens. And they are literally in here admitting that they went a year ago. Over a year ago now, and went, was it 16 months ago, they went to the highest level of the Justice Department because they've been told you've presented no evidence. They had all these big meetings and said you've still presented no evidence, and they finally ordered them to not go to the grand jury and have me indicted because they got grand juries. That, ladies and gentlemen, you could have a one-year-old baby and bring it in front of a D.C. jury and say we're going to put this baby in a garbage disposal. This baby is bad. And they'd say, kill that baby right now. I'm serious. I mean, D.C. is completely rigged, 100%, and that's what Trump's going to be facing. You know, Jack Smith first tried to have him tried there, but the Supreme Court's already ruled you have to indict somebody where the crime was committed. Well, they say the crime of the documents that's made up was committed in the jurisdiction of Miami, Florida. So they've moved that down here. So that's how dangerous this is, ladies and gentlemen. And so the reason they want this is to brand us all as terrorists. But I got to say, the feds, the very unit of feds that all the evidence showed led the well-executed operation of setting us up at the Capitol. I mean, I'll give it to you. You did an excellent job. We barely defused most of it because they had a bunch of crazies we now learned that really thought they were with Q and they were going to go handcuff Pelosi, we now learned in hindsight. And, you know, there have been more people killed. This was horrible for the Capitol Police, horrible for the citizens, not good for Congress. I wish none of it would have happened. But I don't apologize for it because I didn't order the stand down and I didn't tell people to attack the Capitol. And people ask, are you scared knowing the feds are doing? No, I'm not scared. I mean, I'm concerned about nuclear war with Russia. I'm concerned about the dollar dying. I'm concerned about all the crime and brainwashing. I mean, no, I'm a man standing up against evil. But what's so frustrating here is that you read this 20-page article and you read the names of the prosecutors, the head prosecutor, and the head prosecutor got mad, and it's the head prosecutor, it looks like, leaking this to the press. Of course, that's illegal too. But, oh, they're allowed to do that, right? But I'm not sure this is insane. They know 100% I'm innocent. They know Trump's innocent. They know Roger Stone had nothing to do with any of this and was a bystander. I mean, Roger had nothing to do with the planning, nothing. I was asked by the Republicans to pay for the Ellipse because there's these rumors that I got $100 and I didn't. I had a couple million dollars then, but I put $500,000 in. And then that wasn't enough. Trump obviously wanted jumbo screens and all the rest of the stuff there and a fence. They go, it'll be $2 million. Can you pay that? And I said, I can't. And then donors, they said, well, here's some donors. Will you organize it? And I said, no. And so they went and got a big famous event organizer to organize it, and I handed the football off. But see, that wasn't enough. Oh, they're like, they come on. We still want you to be in charge to set me up, to set me up, to set me up. Folks, I don't plan parties at my house. I don't have birthday parties. I don't like planning parties. I don't like planning events. I'm not involved in it. Somebody else balances my checkbook. So again, I'm not here like, oh, I'm innocent to all the leftists. The feds know I don't organize jack squat. Okay. And they all know that, and they know they organized it, and they know I know how they organized it. And so that's why they didn't indict me. So instead they have been harassing the living snot. You know how much the charges against Owen have cost so far? Just last week I asked him, $300,000. $300,000 that he's had to spend fighting the charge of attacking the Capitol and encouraging people to attack the Capitol. And of course, there's no video, there's no witnesses, there's no nothing. I'm going to play some video for you now of what really happened. But first, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is coming in here for an incredible next hour, live, uncensored, unfiltered. Please, somebody you know, tune in now. We're watching on cable or watching on a TV station or watching on a satellite. Get your family around. Tape this. Share it. If you're watching on InfoWars.com, share the links or band.video. But I've done an hour and 50 minutes and have not plugged one time yet. And so I really, really, really need funding. I'm not like George Soros, that hands out, who gets all this money to people. I don't get globalist money. I don't get all this big money. I sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. And we need to build our own independent media. We've been doing it at the tip of the spear. We have a lot of great products. We have a big sale that ends this weekend at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got fluoride-free, all-natural tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got fluoride-free, full of essential oil, all-natural turmeric toothpaste with tea tree oil and more. My dad's a retired dentist and oral surgeon. He developed them all. We've got amazing, super high-quality nitric boost that has all these key healthy compounds that heart surgeons and other experts have recommended. That with all the stuff happening to the blood right now, that really cleans out the blood and does amazing things. Nitric boost, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call, ask any questions. We have books, we have films, we have T-shirts, we have my book that I left in the hotel that I forgot to bring. It is The Great Reset and the War for the World, The New World Order, Master Plan for Global Government, Mark of the Beast, how this is all going to be fulfilled, but how God's people through God and, of course, Christ defeated. It is such an important book to understand, The New World Order Master Plan, The Great Reset and the War for the World. You can get signed or unsigned copies. The signed copy is a fundraiser book. There's only about 400 of those left. That's why it's $99.95 to fund our operation. The regular book's $20, and it's a hardcover. But no more signed books after these are gone. We've already put out over 20,000 signed books, and that all went to keep InfoWars on the air and fight these battles. That raised millions of dollars. Thank you, listeners. And I donated it all to the fight to keep our network on air. But now I am out of money in my bankruptcy. I am now taking some of the sales and a small part of it and to fund myself and my defense, and that's all public in my personal bankruptcy. They go, oh, Jones has paid $1.5 million a year under his bankruptcy deal. Yeah, the other side agreed to that because my lawyer bills are $1.5 million a year personally. It's a big joke. Oh, but don't worry. You know, that's how it works. My lawyers could get the money to pay themselves. They're good people. But the point is, that's how this ridiculousness works. It takes money to fight these wars, ladies and gentlemen. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, the first compilation I want to play is not the raw video. I'm going to show you raw video shot by somebody with an iPhone of me saying, don't go in the building, stop, as it was all happening, and getting thousands that could hear me to not do it. But my bullhorn only went about 100 yards. It didn't get to the whole crowd, obviously. And then we're going to come back from break, and I'm going to air the raw footage. You know what? Let's flip that. Let's do the short clip now because we're about to go to break. And then before Rodney Howard Brown comes in, it'll fill the next segment. Let's come in. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And then the 4.5-minute clip from Alex's War that shows some more context. It's an award-winning documentary came out last year deals with all this. So let's play the short, unedited, on-the-ground, raw footage of me trying to stop folks going in the Capitol. And then we'll go to break. Probably get Pastor Brown in here, and we will play the 4.5-minute from Alex's War film. But please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got books, we've got films, we've got so much more, and that is how we're funding our operation. And we've been having bigger success than ever, reaching hearts and minds and people waking up and people saying Alex Jones was right all over the internet, trending on Twitter on a routine basis. But I've been put up against the wall. I've been maxed out. I've been pushed all the way. And it is that funding that keeps us on air. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a straight donation. See right at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. It says donate. Make a $5, $10, $100. You can sign up for recurring donation, canceling time for free. But without you, we cannot fund the operation. And they used to have donate right up at the top. Why in the world? It says health and wellness preparedness, media specials, gear. There it is. Support us. Let's go back to the link and put support us. And by the way, I had that saying donate before. Can we put that back up? Stuff's always changing. Can you put InfoWarsStore back up for me? And right there at the top of the page. Yes, they can. Right there at the top of the page, it says support us. You click on that support us button. Now it says donate. That was really weird. I guess on the front page, it says support us. And on the sub page, it says donate. Well, let's get that fixed. But InfoWarsStore.com, I thank you all for your support. So here's the guy who had a permit to be at the Capitol for our event that Trump was coming to, trying to stop people going in, who the Justice Department now admits they've been trying to indict for 2.5 years. Here's the clip.
USA!
Guys. All right, hit pause. I want TV viewers to look. All right, you see the security guy right there? That's Joey DeLazio, an Army veteran. You see a Republican strategist, Ollie Alexander. And then you see Owen Schroyer standing right there. That man has been indicted. That man is facing years in jail for leading an attack on the Capitol. Now, you just think about that long and hard. And again, they credit us for getting thousands. Then I went to the Capitol Police. I said, this is on video. I said, you've got to use your PA system. I know is here. It's super loud to say, leave the Capitol. This is unlawful assembly. That's what police would do anywhere. It's standard procedure. They said, they went and talked to their superiors. They said, we're not doing that. We now know from congressional testimony that the feds, the head of the Capitol Police would not respond to them and give them orders. But by that nighttime, they had blaring speakers that were there saying, it is illegal to be in the area. An unlawful assembly has been declared. Get out of the area. Leave the area.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. News today.
Circles in his little COVID meetings. All right, I need everybody out of the way because I got to try to get this crowd off there because they're trying to provocateur so Trump won't come.
Easy, watch the tree, watch the people sitting down.
You can go to the other side of the camera.
Right. Trump? A lot of instigators up front trying to get us to fight the cops. It looks bad right now. Lady cops got hit. Lady cops got hit in the beginning. There's bad optics up front. Start to make a pass.
worst days of my life. An absolute disaster for us trying to show her.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A couple hours ago, I was informed by my attorney that there is a warrant out for my arrest with allegations involving January 6th. I will have to turn myself in Monday morning.
The DOJ, the Biden administration, announced is charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people.
Enrique Tarrio pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor charges, including the burning of a Black Lives Matter banner.
As for those text messages, the January 6th committee is now planning to subpoena them as it looks into Jones's role in the Capitol attack.
The American people are not buying the whole fraud that January 6th was the new Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11, and all these preposterous, asinine things that were said and done.
I mean, January 6th was a false flag. Everybody knows it at this point, from Ray Epps to the pipe bomber. I mean, it's obvious. It's all coming out. It's all being exposed. We're not going to be the ones on trial anymore. No, globalists, we're coming after you. Nuremberg 2.0 begins now. Wolverines!
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the amazing studios of an incredible individual, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I have known this guy for over 15 years, known him personally for about 10 or so, and have been a big follower of his work. Always people, he's my preacher, and just love the work he does and the lives he changes and the hundreds of churches that he's established across the world. Some where he's the only benefactor of it through his great ministry and his great supporters. His complex is so incredible. What I love about it is it's not like a mega church. It's only open 2 or 3 days a week. I've been here since Tuesday, and I've been, and it's 10 o'clock at night, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. There's just prayer meetings and TV programs and people just everywhere and missionaries going off and preachers coming in and just ministering. It's so powerful here at the River Church in Tampa. Folks, you need to come from all over. He just made the announcement. He just told me about it last night. He wants me to come Sunday, obviously for the main service that starts at 9:30. And they've got a big area for 10,000 if they need it out there. Sometimes they get that. Then they have another great area. It's about 3,000 inside. That's amazing. And another smaller for about 500. He's got me Sunday night set up there for an evening with Alex at the River Church in Tampa. It's free, great security, plenty of parking. You got to see this complex. If you're as far away as Louisiana, you should, or Mississippi or Georgia, you should, or Alabama, or anywhere in Florida. There's no excuses. We're 4 hours away by car from Miami, an hour by flight. Everybody should really come see this church. But regardless, it'll be online at revival.com and on the satellite and other systems coming up this Sunday night. But don't just tune in at 7 o'clock Eastern on Sunday night. Tune in before for the services and so much more. Pastor Howard, I love you and I appreciate you.
Alex, if you had told me all the years ago that you'd be sitting here in our studio, I'd have said impossible. It looked like a great gulf between us. But, you know, as I've always told people, you're the tip of the spear and came out years ago revealing to everybody what now is common knowledge worldwide. And, I mean, no matter where you go in Europe, Africa, people watch you. And you're the one that's really sparked an awakening for people to understand what the deep state is and what they're actually doing and what their plans are. And so we salute you.
Well, you too. In fact, I have a clip, because I know you've written books on this, you've talked about it, but I have a clip from you in the 90s we're going to get in a few minutes to play. I forgot to send it to them until just right now. Oh, they have it now. Where you talked about the Great Awakening, the next Great Awakening. Now, we know there's scientific terms for this. They're called Great Turnings. We're going into a fourth turning right now. It's been scientifically, historically proven, not just spiritually proven, but the Bible talks a lot about it as well. There's a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to live, a time to die. There's cycles in everything, but you had it by the Holy Spirit that's so strong with you and your church. I can feel it. I just feel so calm and like I'm just energized here at the same time. I don't feel the darkness I feel, quite frankly, in my hometown, Austin, and where my family's from. It's really been taken over by darkness. You can feel it there when you enter the city, the spirit that's over it. But right here, I feel a bubble of just the Holy Spirit. It feels so good. In fact, it makes me, I've been telling people I'm going to move out of Austin and I'm going to keep the crew there. We're going to try to phase that over, but I'm going to move to Sarasota or Tampa and, I'm going to evacuate, Texas in the near future. So I'm going to be moving here, brother. I'm going to go ahead and make that announcement now. And that's just the way it is. Got to be around good people and Texas is still good outside the cities, but all the cities have fallen, to communists and George Soros people. I mean, you can't live there. They'll just came out in the Washington Post. 20-page article that the feds have been trying to indict me for 2.5 years for January 6th, even though I know I'm innocent. The head of the Justice Department had to tell them no because it was just make them look too bad. And so that's how serious this is. And so when you live in a jurisdiction run by these people, they can throw you under the jail. And Austin is run by George Soros. All the judges are George Soros now. Every one of them is a George Soros paid for woman. Nothing against women as judges, but they're all literal green and purple haired judges. No more men. And they just laugh at free. It's totally criminal. So I love Austin, but I want to say it's fallen. And I'm probably going to have some operations somewhere near Austin, maybe Georgetown that's red, where I am, and then part of the time here in Florida because I've got to get near all the stuff that's happening and going on. Roger Stone's so excited. He's getting ready to move here. And I've had a lot of other big, you know, conservatives that live here. Tucker lives about an hour and a half south of here, all encourage me to move here. So when you got Tucker Carlson and Rodney Howard Brown and Roger Stone, everybody else telling you to move here, you got to do it. I'm ranting. You're my guest this hour. My goodness, with the energy in here. So Pastor, I'm going to shut up now. But tell us about, because the Q folks, who we love to death, they say if we talk about the Great Awakening, we're stealing it from them. Or we talk about FEMA camps, that's Q, or Bilderberg, that's Q. I thought that was us decades ago exposing it. But, okay, Q discovered it and then got in a time machine and came forward and told us about it. But no, the Great Awakening belongs to God, not to Q, right? Or I guess Q, you know, is God.
Which I was on this Great Awakening, which you'll see from the clip, back in 93, which is a spiritual awakening. So when I keep talking about that, then they're all associated me with the Q movement. I said, look, I got nothing to do with that. You guys hijacked my terminology. But there is a spiritual awakening that is taking place. It's happening across Africa. It's happening across Europe.
And you've been predicting it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's your main thing.
I just felt that in my spirit back in 93.
Every time you're on my show, you say this.
And I didn't even understand what I was saying necessarily because I didn't even know that the Lord would bring me into an area of governmental things, you know. I mean, they were playing the clip in the background there.
We're going to play the video in a minute. Keep telling us about it.
So I didn't
pause for a moment. You know how I am.
I know. No, so I didn't understand that the Lord was preparing us because I never took enough time. I was doing 2 meetings a day, 6 days a week, 46 weeks a year. So I never sat down to ponder. And I told you this last time we were on the show together. I went to the first Bush inauguration. I stood right there and I was looking and I said to my wife, this is not America. So I left there and I said, she said, what do you feel? I said, I feel like it's a CEO handing over to another CEO. I didn't feel America there. And so when he got elected again, or, you know, the whole thing with the chants and whatever, and I went again, I stood there right by, the boxing promoter,
Don King,
you with the hair, you know, so I got a picture with him. But when I left that inauguration, I said, this is just a corporate transfer. And then, of course, when I started looking, and then I realized the Bushes and the Clintons were friends, household friends, and that they actually,
and you wrote Killing Uncle Sam, that is the book.
It shocked me. I actually was devastated. I was totally devastated when I found out what was actually happening to America.
You'd already fled tyranny and seen your country destroyed.
Yeah, and I said to my wife, what have they done to my America? Because I became an American. So I said, what have they done to my America? So it was like devastating. But then I began to realize that the only hope was a great spiritual awakening. But I mean, I was talking about that in 93. So now I'm trying to think about when I started really delving into everything. And I remember I'd read that book, Nunde Called a Conspiracy, as a teenager.
That woke me up too.
In South Africa. But you still feel disconnected from the Fed, a private central bank, and all this kind of stuff. But then you start seeing all this stuff happening, and everybody says it's a conspiracy theory. So from one conspiracy theorist to another, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that's the thing. You were talking about the New World Order when I was still in high school or college. So you've been doing this a long time. That's why I say you're my pastor. I don't just agree with you biblically and, you know, spiritually, but also you're entertaining, you're fun. And I just, the vibe here at your church is amazing. It's like, it's not bad in Florida. It feels better than areas of Texas, but you feel the spirit. But driving into the church grounds, it just feels like a weight lifts off you.
Yeah. Well, we have all night prayer meetings and everything. I mean, we realize that we're up against the powers of darkness, which a lot of people don't understand. They don't even believe in the supernatural. I mean, I come from Africa where there's witch doctors and whatever. Well, there's witch doctors. There's Satanists here in America. I mean, there's a big enclave in Orlando of satanic witches. People don't know that. As a fact, they fast and pray for ministers to collapse. They spend days fasting and praying for, if there's any pastor in Orlando, they basically fast and pray till they either have a divorce or the church collapses.
You know what's so sad? I tend to read what left. In fact, I was going to do this today. Maybe I will if we have time, but I want to get this clip. when I see somebody, because I'll randomly read comments on our videos, or I'll see, I saw Dom, one of our writers, has a Twitter account that hadn't been censored. He put out a video out like yesterday, had like 50,000 views. So I thought, and we have videos out right now, they got 5 million just the last few days. But that little video, I said, well, I'm going to read the comments on this. The Spirit told me that. That's what it is. The Holy Spirit just guides you everywhere. It gets where you just turn over to it, and it's there. It's free will. It doesn't run you. You decide to let it run you. So I go, I'm going to read these comments. So I go in there, I see a guy going, I hope you go bankrupt. I hope your paychecks bounce, Adon Salazar, for your horrible boss, or whatever it said. So I go, I'm going to go read this guy's profile. So I go read his profile. He's got like a couple hundred followers, and he can't get work. He's a leftist writer. He's all bummed out, and he's wishing all these horrible things on conservatives and Christians and saying we're all frauds and all this. And then I read, my 40-year-old wife just collapsed with a massive stroke. Please go fund me for her. And then I went and read deeper, and I said, when I read deeper, in the last few months, he's going to be attacking anti-vaxxers and saying how much he loves the shots. What do you think I found? And then I found him saying, so his wife has had a stroke. You know she's taking it. But I would actually reach out to him. Like you told me the story about the watch guy you woke up. It laid on my heart. I want to reach out to that guy, maybe try to donate some to help his wife and see if she took the shot. But imagine if she did, which I think they did. They're big proponents for it. How blind he is. He's like N. J. Sullivan. And so he's wishing all these horrible things. And then you go read about him and his wife's fighting for her life. He's a horrible, devastating stroke. She's young. Go there. Go to his page, N. J. Sullivan, and then look at his GoFundMe. It's right at the top for his wife. And she's literally got pink hair. Nothing against that, but it's like they don't have jobs. They're leftists. I think they live on the West Coast. And they're being totally cursed by the system. But he's down there hoping bad things against us. And then the system, I believe, will probably turn out his wife. I mean, look at this. This is so sad. But that's just a microcosm of what you were saying.
Totally. And your heart actually breaks because they, even today, somebody was going off to me on Twitter because what they were saying was that the governor pardoned me. Well, the governor DeSantis did not pardon me. He pardoned people in generally, but no one in particular in 2021. I was arrested in March of 2020. The city dropped charges when he made churches central service. That's all. I've never received a letter from the governor. I've never received a phone call, and I don't need a phone call. I voted for him for governor. I'm not voting for him for president. Are you with me? It's a big difference. So I believe
they're trying to attack you like it's some political quid pro quo.
But I believe Ron DeSantis should be governor for another 4 years till he's 2028. But anyway, that's another story. So they were trying to say here, Rodney L. Brown was pardoned by Governor DeSantis. I was not. So now you get in an argument with the guy. The guy starts arguing with me, well, you didn't shut your church down. We didn't know in March of 2020 what the virus was doing. I said, we did know. He said, you're making it up. You didn't know. I actually did know. I knew about the lockdowns in 2005. But so you can't.
That's right. You'd done whole sermons on it.
Yeah. So you can't get in an argument with people.
You warn people about lockdowns all that previous to it.
Yeah. So I try to tell him, bro, please. I've been in 88 countries, 43 years. I know what I'm talking. I said I know more than you do. So then, of course, he doesn't. They got to call me names. It becomes this whole big thing. But so you get these people who just think you just make stuff up. We're not making stuff up. This stuff is real. And you know, even with the killing of Uncle Sam. Which, if you go to my Wikipedia page, I'm a conspiracy theorist, I just make this stuff up. But there's 1,000 footnotes. So I challenge people, go through the footnotes, find one mistake, factually, and I'll get up and repent.
Instead of reading them, Dare Call a Conspiracy, or Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, written from their perspective, or Brzezinski's books, which I've read them all, you can read, and his book is thick, but it's a fast read. You read, this is the one book, I would say the Bible, of the real history of Cecil Rhodes, the New World Order, how the modern groups work, how they took over.
And they can get it through InfoWars.
It's an incredible book.
No. No, so the people think we're making this stuff up. Why would we make anything up? Why? What? For what?
Well, they see the videos of me in 2012 saying they're going to lock you down, make you wear masks, no more sports games, and forcibly inject you. And they see it. They go, this must be fake, or this must be a deep fake. Jones couldn't know this much. Or they go, oh, he's a Fed. No, the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN planned it in 2011, made it policy in 12, and Bush thought about doing it. You learned previously in 2005, you got the public documents where they were planning the exact same lockdown.
Totally. So why would we risk our whole life and reputation for nonsense? I mean, we've vetted everything. We checked everything from every angle. Plus, when you travel to 88 countries, you see the exact same thing. It's just got, it's not Republican, Democrat. It's not, Biden or Trump.
You see the globalists in charge. Let's play this short 3-minute clip Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who you'll hear this Sunday. If you go to revival.com, I'll be here. I'll be part of the nighttime event as well. It's called An Evening with Alex Jones, taking your questions. We'll be speaking. But here's a clip of Rodney Howard Brown stealing from Q the Great Awakening. Plagiarist. Here he is.
With America. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. Tramp, 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 tramp.
We haven't seen anything yet. God is going to shake this country.
A great awakening! A great awakening!
You're going to take your city for God. You're going to take your county for God. You're going to take your state for God. You're going to take your nation for God.
God has called us to go into the cities of this nation and to have crusades.
God's not finished with America. I've got good news for you. God's not finished with this land.
You mean what we've had already? No, this is just preparatory. This is just preparation.
We have got to have an awakening in this land. We have to have it. If you've been touched by the fire of revival in the past 9 years, I give you a charge by the Holy Ghost to make this cause your cause and to look at the overall picture of these 50 states being shaken by the power of revival and the move of the Spirit of God. You and I have been brought into the kingdom of God for such a time as this, with a divine purpose and a divine plan. A revival and move of God that will shake this nation.
A plan and a purpose for the United States of America. God is going to visit this land with a great awakening that is going to shake America to the very foundation and to the very core.
We've got to have him back in our courts. We've got to have him back in our nation. We've got to have him in America.
The Lord promised us a great awakening in America. From the White House to every house. Washington, D.C. will tremble under the mighty hand of God. New York City will tremble in the mighty hand of God. Los Angeles will tremble in the mighty hand of God. We believe in God ultimately to take this whole nation. In 2007, my God, you think of that went to heaven. In 2008, it'll seem like we're right at the gate. I'm telling you, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. This next wave of God will hit the marketplace. It's gonna hit Wall Street. It's gonna hit the Congress. It's gonna hit the Senate. I see hospitals being emptied. I see deaf schools being emptied. I see blind schools being emptied. I see mental institutions being emptied with those being held captive. I see railroad stations jammed with people as trains coming into town carrying those full of the glory of God. I see airports jammed, traffic jams. Whole cities shut down by the glory of God.
What we're about to see is something bigger. This is a great, it's called the Great Awakening.
And they know it's come. That's why they tried to lock the churches down. That's why you were the first preacher to be arrested for refusing to stay locked down.
Because the only hope is a spiritual awakening when people come back to God. If you look at the foundation of America, that first great awakening that took place in the 1700s, that actually caused the 13 colonies
yes,
to
sir.
Really become one nation.
We're going to go to break, sir. Stay with us.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo InfoForce, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. You wanted to plug Brain Force. Do you like Brain Force?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brain Force every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is hosting us here on The Alex Jones Show today. He got cut off by the break. Please continue, Pastor.
All right, so in the book of Jeremiah, and this is what people don't understand, because they want you, or if you're Christian or the church, you got to be quiet. Shut up. They want you to just shut up. But in Jeremiah chapter 1, then the word of the Lord came into verse 4. It came into me saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, I set you apart, and ordained you a prophet unto the nation. Then I said, our Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said to me, say not I'm a child, for you shall go to all that I send you. And whatsoever I command you, you will speak. Be not afraid of their faces. I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I set this day you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build and plant. So if you talk to a lot of spiritual leaders, everything's about building and planting, but you've got to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down. So if you plant a garden, you can't just put seed there. You have to go in, you have to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down whatever's in the way, and then cultivate everything and get it ready for
And that's what the Satanists are trying to do to us with their Build Back Better Great Reset, is they want to pull us up and plant their crop.
Basically, and that's what they're doing. So what they're doing is they're getting the kids in the first 7 years, and they're indoctrinating them. That's what they're doing with the whole thing of the gender, messing up the whole thing where kids don't even know what they are. Because if you can get a child in the first 7 years, you have them. And so they're corrupting our teenagers. And basically from daycare to university, by the time a kid's 23 coming out of university, the parents can't even connect with them. They don't even know who these kids are, because they basically took them and indoctrinated them away from God's purpose and plan for their life.
Amazing.
So God's got a plan. You know, I tell everybody watching here today, God has a plan for each and every person's life. It's just they've never found it out, because they never consulted him. Even though the hand of God's actually been on their life for many years, God's protected them from calamity, times that he warned them, don't go there, whatever.
The last time you were on with me and I was testifying about, and again, I'm not a preacher. I mean, God's always had his hand on me. I experienced what you're talking about here. And then it was always like this mission and these things, and you're not supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, and basically being pushed into it. And then basically, after I've been on there a few years, I had this big, intense moment of seeing the future and what I was going to do. And you feel the presence. It was frightening, really. It was like, whoa, this is like, well, I'm okay. And you know, the air is like crackling sitting there. I'm just in a restaurant for doing my show on Access TV for a few hours, eating them to like 9 o'clock. They were kind of closing it down, mopping and stuff. And I felt this presence and like, you're going to do this. You're going to have this effect. I'm going to tell you what to do. And then I was always a Christian and loved God, but it was still kind of, I got a little bit worldly. And God was this little thing off the side. And it was like, no, this is the main thing. And then as I've gone on for the next 25 years or so, it's gotten more intense now. People say, man, this guy's like preaching and talking about God constantly. Well, look at the Satanism everywhere. But it's not like I'm even intellectually thinking it's about God. I can't stop talking about God because it's everywhere.
Here's the thing. So they say there's no God. Then why are you worshiping the other one?
Well, we're making the state God in all of this.
Yeah, but they say there is no God, but why they worship Lucifer?
Well, exactly.
So if there is no
God, why did the head leftist say, I dedicate this book, Saul Alinsky, to Lucifer? And the left will say, oh, you know, the church of Satan and all those groups, the temple of Satan. They go, oh, we're just having fun to upset Christians. No, it's come out they're really Satanist.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fact. But where do they get the idea, even off Satan or Lucifer? The Bible already speaks of all these things. It's the same book that they reject. So even Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Remember when the disciples came to him and they were rejoicing over the fact that devils were subject through the name of Jesus. So Jesus said, don't rejoice over the fact that devils are subject through my name. Rejoice over the fact that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So people don't realize Lucifer was actually part of what God was doing. He led worship in heaven. He had pipes and tablets. The wind of God would blow. He would lead worship. But he got arrogant. And in his arrogance, he lifted himself up in pride and said, I will exalt myself above the throne of God. And basically, when God threw him out of heaven, he took a third of the angels with him. So you think about this whole battle that took place back then, even, you know, where we feel that it took place actually before Genesis 1, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. Because it even says God created heaven and earth, and the earth was not without form and void. Well, there is was without form and void, but and darkness upon the face of the deep. So if you look at verse 1, verse 2, something happened between the two, because if you read in Jeremiah, it says God doesn't make anything without form or void. So something happened. It was like, and so obviously, the Bible even speaks about a pre-Adamic race, because when God spoke to them in the garden, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. You can't
replenish. Exactly, and Christ said, I have many flocks and all that. And so expanding on that, is it basically like we hear at the end of Revelation, after 1,000 years, Satan's let out, and then God rolls up the universe as a scroll? You're saying that might have happened before.
In the sense where God just took everything and threw it in the corner.
Yes.
And then he created man in his own image. So, I mean, there's fallen angels, there's also disembodied spirits, which obviously are held in chains.
And that's so powerful, and that's right there in the Bible.
Yeah. So a disembodied spirit seeks to indwell men, and they're very familiar with men because they once inhabited man. So that's why you, if you go around and you reach witch doctors and you actually talk to them under the demonic power, they say, I've been here, I'm the ancient spirit of whatever, and I possess this one or whatever. Because when a person dies, the spirit leaves them and goes and finds another host. So in other words, let's say, and we see that happen with children and their parent, let's say a father who was tormented most of his life with demonic presence and anger, and the child's sitting at the deathbed, but he's not full of the Holy Spirit, but he's sympathetic to his father. It's like that the father dies, the spirit comes out of the father and goes right at the kid. Then you watch the kid taking on the traits of. How did that happen? It really was the same spirit that tormented the father is now tormenting the son.
And then that's what the spirit guide stuff. People get so convinced because it's like it knows all these things has been around. Well, wow. And I know that's in the Bible, but you're the expert. Tell us more about that there are these disembodied spirits, not just demons.
Yeah. So, I mean, even when Saul went to consult a medium, mm-hmm. you know, in which you know what happened to him.
And
I mean,
is that a lot of preachers say there's not ghosts, but then it's right there.
Yeah. They are.
What book is that in, David?
No, it's throughout the scripture. Yeah, I mean, yeah. there's several places throughout. You can read in Kings and Chronicles. Right, even Isaiah talks about it. Jeremiah speaks mm-hmm. about it. So the bottom line is you're up against this whole demonic realm of which the disciples.
So you're saying bad people can still be around as a spirit, not until they're put into the lake of fire.
It's not their spirit. Their spirit is incarcerated. It's the demon that was controlling the person.
Oh.
That's familiar with the person.
Oh, so it's like AI. It's got a copy of you. It can fool people.
No, it's not a copy. It's the spirit that controlled Hitler when Hitler died. That spirit, that demon.
Oh, I got it. So that's why the Bible says there's many antichrists.
Yeah, because they look for another person to indwell.
Now I understand.
Okay, so basically, that's why Christians have to walk in forgiveness. If you walk in unforgiveness, you can actually open yourself to a demonic spirit that'll come in and torment you. So that's why we got to close every door. We as Christians can't play games. You can't play in the devil's territory and then fight him. You have to close all the doors. And the only thing we got to realize, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
And I told you about some prominent people I know off record who were agnostics. You know, raised Christian, but weren't really sure it was real. They got demonically attacked, and now it's made them, you know, and then only the word of Jesus and you know, protected them. That really got their attention. And I was asking you, why would the devil attack somebody when they were already not really aware and waking him up? And you said, well, that's because that person and those people were doing good. So I guess the devil thought he would, like, scare him into submission? Or
basically, you know, because I think what the devil can see is a calling of God on a person's life. So he realizes I better stop this person before he actually finds out the truth. But he always overplays his hand. So the bottom line is, that's why Jesus said, I give you power and authority in my name to lay hands on the sick and cast out devils, which in many cases people don't even believe in that anymore. So the devil comes in and he grabs a hold of people and then he drives them. He pushes them. So like when we talk about lust, everybody always thinks it's to do with sex or perversion, but lust, people have a lust for money or power or whatever. Because somebody said, well, what? Why would a guy who's worth billions of dollars do that? It's that spirit of lust.
They always try to use the money to control and hurt people.
Correct.
So they're only wanting the money for the power.
Yeah. So basically, they're under the control of a demon spirit, which and the Bible is very plain about it. I mean, even if you go over here to in the book of Ephesians, is so powerful on this. Let me just read this to you. I love this. And who knew more about this than Paul, who was a persecutor of the church? So he says here in Ephesians 1, he says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus. He said, blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So God knew what you, Alex Jones, would be doing in your life before the foundation of the earth. I mean, you were born in, you had to find out what God had called you to do. He said that we should be holy without blame before him. So remember that how we close the door on the enemy. He having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ and himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us to be accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in the earth, and even in him, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise and glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom also ye trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also you that believed was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance under the redemption of the possession under the praise of his glory. Now watch here. He says, wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who do believe, according to the work of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the one to come, and hath put all things on his feet, and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now watch this now, chapter 2. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation, a manner of life, in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature of the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ, made us alive. He does that on the inside, not up here in our head, but in our heart. By grace you are saved, and raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's why, even though we're sitting here, but in him, we're seated with him in heavenly places. That's why the devil comes after you, because he knows the realm of authority that you have with the name of Jesus. It goes on, that in the ages to come, he would show you the riches of his grace in his kindness to us through Jesus Christ. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, under good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And it goes on.
Well, I have a question about predestination. Is that saying certain people are, or everybody is, but you have the free will to choose whether you want to follow God's path?
God is predestined that everyone should get saved, but they get a free will to choose. Because if we said that God has only chosen certain people, then why would we even preach the gospel?
No, I mean, I agree.
What I mean? I mean, it's just like, look, you are damned.
Sure, because that never makes, I mean, I get the predestination, but it's like he has a plan for you, but you got to accept it. It's like a military person gets a commission from Congress, but they can resign it.
Totally. Yeah. Because he never forces, like even he gave Adam and Eve free choice, and they chose. See? He said, don't eat of all the trees you can eat, but don't eat of this tree.
So what is the ultimate sin? Because the devil always tries to trick you like it's a contract and then tells Faust and the archetype that he can't ever revoke it and repent. But then we have the two, you know, people beside Christ on the cross. One accepts it, the other doesn't. I mean, so we're showed that right to the last minute you can do it, or when does it go too far? Like, I mean, could a Bill Gates, who's obviously demon possessed?
Yeah. Anybody could get saved. So I remember the night they were executing Saddam Hussein, because one of my congregation called me on my phone. It was like 11:15 on a Sunday night. I was driving home, and the lady said to me, Pastor, if Saddam cried out to Jesus, would the Lord save him? And I actually began to weep. I said, yes, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So can people, now people say, oh, that's terrible, he should go to hell. But we would condemn everybody to hell. But the way God is, as long as people are alive and breathing, if they would call on the name of the Lord, they will be saved. That's the grace of God.
And so why was David a man after God's own heart when he did a lot of bad things? Was it because he legitimately repented and God knew that?
Yeah, because that's the way he was. He started off as a worshiper, and he became king, and then became distracted with his kingship and forgot to worship God. And that's where the door opened for his demise, you know. But he did repent and call out to the Lord.
You know? The answer is you constantly be repenting to make sure we're not swaying back over there.
Well, but then also put guards up around and be accountable. You know, have friends and say, hey, you're not doing that. Come on. We're not going there or whatever. So I tell people, you got to hang with strong people, and then we got to be accountable, you know, to.
Well, let's talk about the Great Awakening, because you've been saying that's coming for 25, 30 years or 30 years. So let's expand on that. Young people in all the polls are like 75% anti-abortion now. 30 years ago, they were 75% for it. All the numbers show that in young people, the biggest numbers are becoming conservative and Christian. There is a revival, but the media is trying to block that understanding. And I think that's why they shut down the churches, not just here, but around the world, trying to break the back of a big awakening that they realize is here and is about to explode. I mean, obviously the Great Awakening is here, but how would you describe it on its timeline? I mean, what's your intellectual view on that? And spiritually, what's the Holy Ghost telling you?
Well, I think my wife actually she talks about this. You know, we watch, like if you watch the kids of the generation of Woodstock, it's like those kids are rebelling against their parents. They don't want that. So it's almost like they're coming back in some ways conservative, because it's like a counterculture. And it's the same way with the people that have not been serving God. And I think the lockdowns of 2020, 2021 was actually the dumbest thing the devil could do, because people were sad.
It's a repeat of the devil can't help but attack, but he is an omnipresent, so he's too arrogant to like think that is going to backfire, which it did. It was meant to break the church. Instead, it's making it bigger.
Everybody started searching. They were always searching. And because the only thing you could access was your phone. Remember, that's why they wanted to shut the internet down. Remember, they were talking about pulling the plug on the internet, because they didn't want the information.
Well, now they're saying because the cyber attackers are going to use it. So when the power grid starts having problems, we got to kick everybody off the web for a few months so they can just brainwash us via mainstream news. I don't see that working either. I don't see how they put the genie back in the bottle. And that's why the devil's going to get outright more authoritarian.
Well, what I feel that they overshot themselves. So basically, because all of these guys, Soros, and they're all getting so old now, they want to see it happen in their lifetime. Even the Clintons, they want everything to happen in their lifetime. But God is the one that actually says where the end is, not them. The devil is not the one that dictates when things are going to happen. God is the one that dictates when things are going to happen. So basically, otherwise you and I wouldn't be sitting here in this day.
Right. Evil is not all powerful. And when we stand with God, in the name of Jesus Christ, his son, we have the authority. And you know, that's a dream I have. And I've had a lot of dreams that come true. And sometimes it would be the silliest thing. Sometimes it would be like getting mugged or something. And like a year later, oh my gosh, this was in the dream. I even wrote some of this down. But I've had dreams the last 3 years where I would pray, God, I know you're real and I've seen you in my life. Will you give me some peace? Because, you know, the Holy Spirit's told me, don't put it on your shoulders. It's going to kill you. And it's God. You got to give it to God, but work hard. So I've had these dreams that it's indescribably heaven, okay? Just unbelievably gorgeous. Everything is so beautiful. It's like 1,000 times Hawaii. But then I could stare into any time, space. It was just in these dreams where it's total completion. You know you're in the presence of God. You can feel the angels there, but you don't really see them. You don't want to look. You're like almost ashamed. And you're in total peace, total completion. And then God's like, well, you understand that, you know, humans see things as like dimensions, and then that's real, but more complex than what your mind can comprehend. But you have a spirit that's already in heaven, already with us, and that your third dimensional manifestation is like a footprint in the sand. And that's all, and you need to understand that's why you need to be in total comfort. And in my spirit, I felt like 30 years younger. I only had like 3 of those dreams, and it was like, I want to stay here. It's like, no, you already are here, but you've got to go do this mission, and you got to clean yourself up. You got to get yourself together, because we got really important. That's what it is. And I'm telling you, I couldn't imagine eternity, because there would be no time. You're just like, it's beyond ecstasy, beyond anything I've tried to explain to listeners. It's this total completion, total status, just like, I mean, you say you experience that all the time.
Sure.
I mean, just talking about it, I feel a little bit of it, but we're talking so intense.
We do in the meetings. I call our meetings a bit of heaven on earth. You know, and people get joy and stuff, which a lot of the people, they hate joy. But, I mean, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
We look at Pentecost and all that. We're supposed to have that. So what about the Christians who I'm not judging, because I'm not certainly perfect myself, but they think we're all supposed to be miserable and unhappy. But the Holy Spirit makes me feel good.
Well, the gospel means good news.
Yeah.
The gospel never means bad news. So, yeah, the Bible says repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we go preach the gospel, and we're not to go condemn people, because they're already condemned if they reject the gospel. But the moment they receive the gospel, then they receive eternal life. And so that's why he sent them out with joy, two by two, to go preach the gospel, the glad tidings, the good news. And people went walking and leaping and praising God. So,
well, what does that dream sound like to you? Because, I mean, I know these dreams are not a figment of my brain. I know the dreams that are real.
Yeah, I believe the Lord's letting you get a little insight into what heaven's going to be like. You wouldn't want to come back. Why would you want to come back to this? That's why, you know, we've got a job of work to do, and then we'd go home to be with the Lord when we finish running our race, you know.
But I was going off your description from the Bible. I mean, does that sound accurate the way I said it from, or that like you said, our spirits are actually with God?
Well, it's the Holy Spirit that has joined us together with God.
So it's like a connection. It's like a...
Yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of us. And then we are one with Him, even though we're living down here. So obviously, that's why when we get into His Word and we get into His presence, that there's a quickening that takes place. That's why I get people in the meetings to get them under the anointing. You've got to get the people under the presence of God. And in many religious circles, there is no opportunity for people to do that.
And that's just like in science. We know everything is being proven. You know, what the Bible says is really the science. I mean, it's a fact. It's like with a microwave relay tower. It's going off nowhere until you align it with the one 50 miles away, and now they're connected.
Basically, that's what's happening. And then people.
Or it's like aiming a satellite dish at a satellite.
You're correct. Just, you know. So people get saved, they get healed, they get delivered from anything that's bothering them, from fear, bondage, addictions, whatever it is. And the Lord sets them free, and then they get peace in their heart. And so then you have to renew your mind to the Word of God and keep the doors closed so you don't allow the enemy back in. Because, you know, if a house is clean and it's not filled, the enemy comes back seven times worse. And the Bible speaks about that in the Gospels.
Wow.
So that's why we got to get everybody saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, which is very, very important. Jesus is the one that instituted that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Powerful. We're going to end this hour. We have the guest host taking over in the fourth hour. And I forget who the great guest host is today. I know it's Jay Dyer tomorrow. Oh, I love Drew Hernandez. Talk about a preacher. You ought to carry this next hour. It's pretty fire and brimstone. But he's been a youth minister and stuff, but he's a very popular TPUSA reporter. And, I mean, he goes out, and his reports get like 50 million views.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you're watching right now and you don't know Jesus, why don't you invite him into your heart right now and just pray this off to me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Thank you that you went to Calvary for me, and you died for me, and you shed your blood for me. And today, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior, and I believe that you rose from the dead for me, and one day you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a hunger for the God's Word and for the things of God, and give me a holy boldness to preach the gospel. And from this day, I'm saved.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. It gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, it's the final segment. We're doing an extra segment here, and the great Drew Hernandez is taking over for the rest of the hour. If your stations don't carry it, you can find us all at InfoWars.com and Man.Video, and I'm on the air 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central every day. We have other shows at InfoWars.com. But I really want all the viewers and listeners to go check out Revival.com and the amazing ministry of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. I'm going to be at his Sunday services watching them this weekend. And this Sunday at 9:30 when it starts, and I'll also be back at 7 o'clock at night for an evening with Alex Jones that he decided to set up and beam out on all the satellites. But, Rodney, we have hard breaks with satellites. I didn't hear the music. I apologize. Your amen got cut off. And so just you still said it here as the prayer went out. But say one more prayer for folks. So
basically, if you prayed that prayer with us, then that means you gave your life to the Lord Jesus. And I want you to find a church that believes the whole Bible, not picks and chooses, and believes that Jesus saves, heals, sets free, delivers. They don't believe in lockdowns. They don't believe in closing the church. And they believe that Jesus is coming very soon. And then go to my website, revival.com. We've got soul winning tools. It'll tell you how to win souls, how to lead people to Jesus, because that's what we have to do to obey the Great Commission. Sunday morning is going to be great. Before the service, Alex and I are going to be riding around the lobby of a big pavilion. And then you can actually get to meet him. And it's just going to be great. Sunday morning is going to be awesome. It's called the main event. Alex will get up and greet the people on Sunday morning. And then Sunday night is going to be a night with Alex. It's going to be phenomenal. So you just need to get here. Revival.com. Tell you exactly where it is. You will have to register to come. It's free. And you'll have to show an ID. And we have very tight security. So just let you know, that's how we've been running this church. And we've been over 1,100 nights in what's called the stand that takes place every night, because when they shut us down, we said we're never closing and we'll go every night, and we're broadcasting around the world.
So you tripled down when they arrested you.
Yeah, because that would be the thing. If we just went back to Sunday mornings, if they want to lock you down, you just went back to Sunday morning, but we're going every night.
So. Haven't you been vindicated as the first preacher to get arrested, the biggest preacher to be arrested? They knew they made it in a lab. They knew they blocked therapeutics. They knew the vaccine wasn't the vaccine, didn't work. You have been totally vindicated for the international attacks you went under and everything. You had the courage, and that's why I love you, is because you have courage.
All the charges were dropped. And so, you know, my record was expunged.
Well, it's a blessing, yeah, because that got international attention, and then other churches started standing up.
Sure. Totally. So, but Sunday's going to be phenomenal, and I'm just honored to have you here.
Well, I'm glad you invited me. You've invited me before, but this time I was able to do it. And when I said I'm going to move to Florida, I don't know if I'm going to move around Tampa or Sarasota or whatever. But I do intend to try to move at least a big part of the operation to Florida because it's just beautiful, especially here on the West Coast. You know, we got to free parts of the East Coast. But Texas is really falling to the Democrats. I want Republicans to know we're losing the state. I'm not running Texas down. As people want to know, we're losing it.
Well, it's hard for a Texan to ever say something like that because if you know the Texans like I do, there's only one country, it's called Texas.
But see, my family on both sides founded the state. I'm not going to get into all that because I don't live off my ancestors. But the founders, on record, raised Colonel Travis's son, my mom's side, whole nine yards, dad's side, in it, whole deal, 1820s, Mexican land grants. We still have property we bought from the Mexican government in East Texas, thousands of acres. And so I want Texas to know the state has been completely overrun by leftists. They've taken all the major cities, and I'm not even saying Florida's great. It's just beautiful, good people, and I cannot be in jurisdictions run by the Democratic Party anymore. So wherever I end up moving, and I'm really serious about Florida, at least, main operations, is because you cannot be under these George Soros people. They've got the courts. They've got it all. The country's in trouble. But it's a process. Texans are always like, they'll never get us. We're this close to the state going down. And if you lost DeSantis as governor, this state could be lost. I mean, these people engage in election fraud, folks. All right, revival.com, revival.com, the river in Tampa. Everybody better load up like the Beverly Hillbillies and get here. And you can seat thousands and thousands, so nobody's going to be turned away as long as they're not a criminal.
And when you come, when we do that night, we're going to have people line up to ask Alex questions. And obviously, there'll be a cutoff point. Otherwise, it'll be to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun night. I'm going to have our worship. We've got our orchestra here. I'm going to receive the offering from the ministry that night. And then after that, I will say goodbye to my YouTube and my Facebook. But we'll be live on satellite and all the streaming platforms that we are on, which we'll tell you about at that time. And then we'll have fun.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Give me a hug.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarriors worldwide, you are now engaged in the InfoWar. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most infamous, according to the eyes of the globalists, infamous, most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to say shout out to all the based InfoWarriors and thought criminals out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure wherever you're watching this, and if you're watching it on Getter, Rumble, InfoWars.com, Band.video, wherever it may be, get these transmissions out, get these links out. It is imperative that we get this information out, especially when we're talking gospel, we're talking Christ, we're talking things of eternity, where people are looking for answers because there are a lot of question marks with humanity living in total darkness, not having any path forward, not having any understanding of why the things are taking place right before their very eyes. Christ is the light of the world, and we are to let our lights so shine so people can see for themselves just exactly what's going on around them. Everybody knows that something evil is going on, whether you look left, whether you look right, whether you look up, whether you look down. It's all around you. And if there is an obvious, you know, this is kind of how I came to Christ. If there is an obvious awareness, okay, manifestations and reality of the devil, demons, spiritual entities that interface with humans to push them forward in terms of success for humanity, whether it be wealth, fame, fortune, stature, you name it. Whether it be that or whether it be, like you see in the Bible, demonic possessions, people that are oppressed by satanic evil demons and entities that attempt to torment mankind and push them further and further and further away from God, miserable, isolated, alone, afraid. Sometimes, most of the time, that backfires. Like in my case, that totally pushed me towards the gospel, the reality of Christ, and the reality of the multidimensional spiritual war that I'm facing every single day of my life. From all the way to the top, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the Satanists in Hollywood, the music industry that all interface with off-world entities, which they call the Nicki Minajs of the world, the Jay-Z's of the world. You name it, all these people that are open about it. And by the way, I was watching the, for all the Gen Zers out there, I was watching a documentary on Juice WRLD, rapper that OD'd on his private jet. Kid was a total drug addict, popped like, I think he was on like 20, 30 pills of every single day, popping Molly, He was drinking like ungodly amounts of promethazine every single day, where the people around him, his team around him, had to lie to him about how much lean they were pouring into his cup and his Sprite, because the guy was a total drug addict. And, you know, I was watching the documentary and you know, it's nothing new, but I just found it interesting. It just never ends. It never stops. Kid said that, he was studying to be a lawyer, and one day he just decided to do PCP. Had this total euphoric high, right? We hear this a lot, right? Just jack out, kind of like your mind jacks out, goes into the multidimensional. Decides he's just going to be a mainstream rapper one day. Just leaves being a lawyer, does some PCP, decides he's going to be a mainstream SoundCloud rapper, explodes, is worldwide making millions of dollars, becomes a total drug addict, which is totally sad, dies on an airplane. And it's crazy because when you watch the documentary, the guy's girlfriend, she's recounting what happened in the private jet, because they were raided by police officers, gun charges, drug charges, all this stuff. And the kid OD'd, and she made this comment, just like the pastor is talking about with Alex Jones in the last segment. I mean, the spiritual reality is real. The girlfriend, right before Juice WRLD died, she said he made this screech, this inhuman screech and scream on the private jet while they were all getting arrested by law enforcement for the gun charges and the drug charges. He said he made this ungodly screech, this scream that she'd never heard before. And she said, I swear, she like closes her eyes. And you could tell she's like visually and in her mind, like reliving the audio. And she says, I just heard this ungodly screech. I'm paraphrasing. And these were her words. These are the quotes. I swear it was like just demons leaving his body. This is what she said. She said, I swear it sounded like demons leaving his body. And the kid died. He OD'd. So it's kind of like, it goes back to what Christ talked about, especially to this generation, where, you know, what is it to a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? Is the eternal price to pay to losing your own soul, gaining the entire world? It doesn't matter how many trillions of dollars, it doesn't matter how famous you are, it doesn't matter how smart or wise the accumulation of knowledge, it doesn't matter how much clout, notoriety you have, it does not matter at all. All right, because I can guarantee you there was a man by the name of King Solomon that was that and more, most famous, most wise. God bless this man with ungodly. I mean, it's just like the guy was super rich. This guy had kings and queens, all right, of foreign nations bringing gold, bringing just this guy was blessed beyond imagine. Okay. He had intellectual abilities that were given by God when he was a child, because he asked God, you know, how do I judge your people? How am I supposed to judge your people? I'm just a kid. How do I do this? God was pleased with that answer, and he asked for wisdom, and God gave him this godly wisdom that was beyond anything. King Solomon was an advanced individual, rich beyond our wildest dreams, fame. His name was known worldwide. No social media, no TV, no television. Everything word of mouth, maybe written letter at that, but this man's fame was worldwide, world renowned. You talk about a man that had everything you could possibly think of, okay? I mean, all the SoundCloud rappers think they got all the women. King Solomon had all the women, man, all right? This guy, he lost his way. He totally lost his way. Had everything you could possibly think of. And then he writes down the book of Ecclesiastes, okay? And he concludes, especially particularly to young people at the end of the book, know your creator. He speaks directly to the youth. Know your creator. Know your God. Young people need to know who God is. This is a guy that had everything that you and I can't even comprehend. And the guy concludes, because he departed from God so far that life was meaningless, totally black-pilled at the end of his life, had everything you could possibly think of. All the women, all the gold, all the money, all the fame. And I'm talking like stuff we can't comprehend, man. All right. Not just like, yeah, this guy came up beyond Bill Gates, beyond all these people. Okay. Guy concludes at the end of his life that it's all meaningless.
It's shocking, you know? And it's not like the typical, you know, cliche, you know, you could have everything but still be empty. You could have everything and still have nothing. But on the level of King Solomon, I guess the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is A, the accumulation of everything in planet Earth that we find valuable. There's nothing wrong with money. The love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with being blessed with physical things. It's just when you start to worship all those things other than God, okay? God makes people famous. There's nothing inherently wrong with fame. It's the pursuit and the obsession with it, like Satan has, right? That desires, it's the desire to be above God, to be worshiped as a God, as an idol, okay? It's when you begin to make all those things God and you worship them. It becomes your identity. It becomes your everyday pursuit. It becomes the embodiment of who you are. And God is void of all of it. That's when it becomes a huge problem. And we know that here in the United States of America, that is the ultimate trend. Young people, it's just the attraction of mankind. It's always been that way. It's the shiny forbidden fruit. But you take a look at a guy like King Solomon that's been beyond every single one of those things and still concludes at the end of his life, this all means nothing. Because I was so far from God. Makes his way back towards God. Finds repentance. And at the end of the day, God is not the only thing. He's not a thing. God is what will fulfill. God is. Christ is what will fulfill. We'll be right back.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out. The gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it.
And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty guys, we're back. Want to get into some of the news. But before we do, I want to encourage you guys, please go follow me, subscribe to my Rumble channel, Drew Hernandez Live. We get based Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to the channel, subscribe there as well. Follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live. I appreciate every single one of you guys. And as always, it's an honor, man. It's an honor here to be here on band.video, infowars.com, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to get into some of the news, which, I'm telling you, man, if you are not walking with Christ, you are a sitting duck. How would you ever know, like, what you're really facing? How would you ever be able to discern truly? Because there are things going on behind the scenes, obviously with the deep state, the shadow government. The Bible talks about this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual hosts of wickedness. All right. We are at war in this multidimensional universe that God has created. Sometimes they manifest. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they possess human beings in order to push an agenda or influence the masses. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they make a move. Sometimes they wait very patiently in order for a generation to die off that's obedient to Christ. And then they make their move on an entire next generation, which, by the way, that's kind of what you're seeing with this entire movement, the LGBTQ woke disgusting mob that's going after children, that wants to mutilate their bodies, to sterilize, hijack the minds of an entire generation. It's an attack on God, an attack on those that are made in God's image. You're watching that. These are not just agendas of humans, guys. It's too strategic for that. These are not just agendas of humans that are being deployed in various countries. These have demonic origins. The Bible does talk about in the book of James, there's human wisdom, there's also demonic wisdom as well, and there's heavenly wisdom that comes from God, the word of God, the messages that come from God through the prophets, right? But there's also demonic wisdom. We know that Satan is running things here on planet Earth. He's deployed his demons, disembodied spirits, fallen angels as well, that are calling shots. You take a look at the book of Daniel. Remember, Daniel was praying fervently. The angel came and responded to him days later and told Daniel, "Daniel, we heard your prayer. We heard you from the beginning, but this demonic spirit, they call it like a spirit over the nation at this time. I had to go to war with it before I could get to you." So this is some real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Like, this is, they're geographically strategically placed. These demonic beings, these fallen angels, their commander in chief is Lucifer and Satan. He's not God. Let's just get this straight. A lot of people get this theologically incorrect, right? The devil's after me. The devil's after me. The chances of that might be really slim, because we can't give the devil too much credit. He's not God. He wants to be God. God is omniscient, right? God knows everything. He sees everything. He's omnipresent, right? He's all knowing. God is, okay? But the devil's not. He can't be everywhere at once. He doesn't know everything at once. He can only be in one geographical location at once. So that's why when you take a look at the spiritual war from a biblical perspective, all of this is strategic. That's why the Bible says, hey, put on the full armor of God that you might withstand the wiles of the devil. That means the strategic, very strategic, well-planned and thought out schemes, okay, of Satan. And these are all carried out. It's very militaristic. They're deployed. They're very strategized as well. And they're very organized. And they know when to go after human beings. They know how to tempt human beings. They push their agendas at certain times. You start to see it bleed through humanity. Every now and then there'll be some kind of new thing, some kind of new cult, some kind of new deep state authoritarian move, some kind of antichrist. That's why the Bible says, Alex mentioned it earlier, that's very, very accurate. In the book of 1 John, many antichrists have been deployed into the world, but the antichrist is coming. It's a spirit that is looking towards the very end that wants to dismantle anything that resembles God to implement itself as being worshipped as God. What is antichrist? Does that simply mean to be in opposition towards Christianity? No, that's part of it. But antichrist, you read it in Greek, pseudo-Christ means one in the place of, taking the place of Christ. Counterfeit, a fake, a phony. It could be technological. It could be a cult. It could be a human. It could be an individual. A lot of historians obviously refer to even Adolf Hitler as an antichrist, obviously was. I mean, it was crazy when you see like what Joseph Goebbels was doing with Hitler. It was wild, man. It was totally propping him up as the savior of Germany, and the propaganda from the Nazis back in the 1940s, 1930s, they would take a lot of Christian themes. Obviously, you know, look how that ended up. You know, they would have Adolf Hitler when he was like flying in to go speak at his rallies, campaigning for the Nazis around Hitler Germany. These guys were advanced, man. They would have Hitler flying in a plane over thousands of people. You guys can go look this up, YouTube, wherever. They'd have Hitler flying over thousands of people in a plane, flying over Germany, and it would always be in the shape of a cross. And the message was savior, messiah, messianic figure of the German people. I mean, when you really look at the theology of Adolf Hitler and the psychotic Nazis, these people believed in the Aryan race, the oncoming of the 1,000-year reign of the Third Reich. Sounds very familiar to the Bible, doesn't it? Because Christ is going to reign for 1,000 years, and we, the born-again Christians, will rule and reign with him, which technically we will be very superior. And I don't say this in a racist way. It's just the theological biblical interpretation. When we rule and reign, we're going to be advanced beings. We're going to be given geographical territory. We're going to be given abilities to be able to judge righteously over Christ's 1,000 millennial reign and kingdom on planet Earth. So we will be superior in terms of being with Christ, being with God, the ultimate superior one, which is God. It's not a racist thing to say. It's not a derogatory thing to say. It's not a discriminative. It's not a discrimination to say that. That's just the theological reality of the world that we live in right now. So technically, the reason why I say this is when you take a look at an antichrist, it's not just someone in opposition. The Nazis did this. It's someone in the position functioning as a messianic figure, claiming to be the messiah, claiming to be the savior of a nation, of a civilization, of people, of a group of people. It could just even be a city. It could just be a cult of five people, a sex cult, a religious cult that we've seen. We've seen this over and over and over time. A centralized figure claims to be the messiah that will save that group of people and take them into an eternity of ecstasy and salvation forever, right? It's just the same satanic message that's antichrist. But they did the same thing with Adolf Hitler. The Nazis did the same thing with him. But what I want people to kind of see is how it kind of mirrors the scripture. Hitler's believed, and Hitler would interface with mediums, wanted to constantly make sure that he was hearing from some kind of off-world entity, some kind of prophecy that he was the chosen one and he would be chosen to lead the Aryan race, the superior race for 1,000 years, the third 1,000-year Reich into the future. You think about it, there's only one that's going to reign in the very end on planet Earth before we go straight into heaven and God revamps the entire universe. And that's Christ for 1,000 years. Now, how does that happen? That's antichrist, not just someone that's in opposition towards Christianity and Jesus Christ, but it's someone that's a counterfeit that's trying to take his place. There is no human messianic figure. It's only Jesus Christ, God in human flesh. We'll be right back.
You
wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are 2 things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell 2 or 3 different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back. You are now watching, tuned in to the most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth, arguably the universe, the 4th hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Alrighty, guys, well, let's continue. I wanted to get into some of the news today. Speaking of deception, speaking of wolves in sheep's clothing, there's a lot going on today, but I really wanted to zero in on this, especially with the theme that I've been hearing on the network all day today. With the deep state operations, all these deep state ops, the feds, setting Alex Jones up, setting Owen Schroyer up, the feds setting up Patriots, you see the J6 operation, you see the false flags.
We've been seeing these developments of the mega Republicans, the right-wing domestic terrorists. They're all plotting to shut down power grids across the United States of America, just priming the public to get ready to blame an adversary for when it happens, right? It's nothing new, because we know that false flags and psyops have been being practiced for thousands of years. The ultimate psyop took place in the Garden of Eden. Okay? The devil lied and manipulated and warped the mind of Eve, and here we are. We are plunged into the total fallen world and need to be redeemed by Christ Jesus through the cross, right? So anyone that says, you know, false flags, I mean, the Nazis did it, the commies did it, the totalitarians, the authoritarians, they do it. And, of course, the CIA and the FBI of the current day is going to sit there and convince you that that's all conspiracy theory. False flags are all conspiracy. There are no moves of the shadow government going against the people of the occupied nations. That doesn't take place anywhere. That would never happen in the United States of America. We are a first world country. We're advanced. We're advanced, not only technologically, but we are socially advanced. We're not Haiti. We're not commie Cuba. We're not socialist Venezuela. We're not North Korea. Oh, but yeah, you take a look at the CCP and all the tyranny going there, and you see Klaus Schwab running around on the news saying, well, they're the model. Bill Gates loves China. They're the model. They're the model. With their tyranny, it is just a technocracy. It's a technologically advanced tyrannical system. But it's supposed to appeal to you, because everything technologically today is supposed to make your life more convenient, right? It's being sold to us on a platter. Tyranny, digitized tyranny, is being sold to us on a platter of convenience for your life, right? Nothing wrong with technology. I love technology. I think God has blessed us with technology, because technology can be used for good. It could be used for the gospel. It could be used to save an innocent person's life. It could be used medically to really help somebody. But of course, everything is perverted, it's inverted, and it's used as a weapon of Satan, the New World Order, and evil against humanity, rather than used for the glory of God, just like a human being. A human being, in my opinion, the most advanced creation, God's creation, a human being, right? The mystery. But only God knows how he's engineered mankind. But why do you think that sick, twisted, satanic freak doctors and scientists, they want to have their own image? They want to build mankind into their own AI, cyborg, hybrid, human, animal. You know, they want to hack the bodies of humans. They want to rearrange the anatomy, the biological anatomy of human beings outside and inside the body. Why? Because they all want to be God. So they play God rather than just obey God. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with science. There's nothing wrong with technological advances. Those things could be used to actually glorify God. I think that science kind of reveals the revelation of God's creation, which the Bible talks about in Romans chapter 1. There is no denying the existence of this creator, because his fingerprints, his blueprints, the architectural blueprints of the universe and planet Earth are all around us. So there's no excuse. I guess what I'm trying to say is, where we're at currently right now in this specific point in time is a lot of deception is introducing itself, just like the Bible said it would, just like Christ said it would. False messiahs, wolves in sheep's clothing, false prophets, individuals that claim to be hearing from God, claiming to be speaking for God, but in reality don't have the doctrines of God. That's the important part, guys. The important part here is that whether you're seeing something in the mainstream media, or whether you're seeing something in alternative media, or whether you're seeing something arise that claims to be the truth and enlightenment, or whether you're seeing it in a movie, through music, or whatever it may be, because we live in this interdimensional world where Satan and demons are all in charge, geographically deceiving the nations, through political figures, through cultural figures, through music, through the arts, through education, through the world of politics, you name it. You got to be really paying attention to these individuals that claim to have some kind of hidden enlightened knowledge, Are these individuals claimed to be speaking on behalf of God? Do they have the doctrines of God in line with their message and their lives? Because Christ said, you shall know a false prophet. You shall know a wolf in sheep's clothing by what? You shall know them by their fruit. That's how you know whether they're true or whether they're false. The fruits of their lives, their lifestyles, the fruits of their doctrine, the messages that they preach. Does it line up with the words of Christ? Does it line up with the doctrines of Christ? Does it line up with the inherent perfect word of God? If the answer to that question is no, you're dealing with a false prophet. You're dealing with a false teacher. You're dealing with a heretic, or you are dealing with someone that is absolutely deceived. We see this in the book of Acts. Apollos was coming out preaching the same message that John the Baptist had. Didn't quite have the full message of salvation that Christ brought. And so the disciples of that time had to sit him down, explain to him the full gospel, and then they deployed him. And then he was preaching the full message, right? Someone can be preaching a false message, but be totally ignorant and deceived. But the test of time, you will discern their fruit. If you confront that individual and you explain to them, your message is way off, man. This is what the Bible says. Let's get it right so we can make sure that we're not deceiving people. How they react to that will show you their true fruit. Do they get defensive? Do they defend their false theology? Do they defend that they're not in line with the Bible? Do they defend that they're actually not preaching the accurate gospel or word of God? Do they get hostile? Do they come up against you? Okay, well then they're an agent of Satan, and their fruit is not fruits of repentance saying, okay, I got it wrong, God. I got it wrong. Let's come back. Let's preach the full counsel of God. That's fruits of repentance, especially, guys, it's very clear. If you take a look at the Bible, teachers are held to a higher standard. They will be judged more strictly because they are coming out and identifying as a teacher of the eternal word of God. So not only will you be judged stricter, not only by your peers and those around you that are listening to what you're saying based off of your doctrine and your lifestyle. None of us are perfect, but there is a higher standard for pastors and teachers. Those that claim to be walking with Christ, be above reproach. Don't bring a disdain to the gospel. Don't bring a reproach to the gospel. But guys, listen, we all fail. But what I'll say is this is someone that comes up and starts to claim to be speaking on behalf of God. Okay. Those that bear the word of God and that are teaching others and speaking to others, you will be held to a stricter judgment, not only by your peers and those in theological circles that are listening to you and discerning, but God himself. Why? Because it is such a heavy responsibility to be speaking on behalf of the eternal God. I mean, think about it. If someone was running around speaking on behalf of you, if they got it wrong, yeah, you'd be kind of pissed, right? You'd be kind of offended, like, no, I don't believe that. That's not what I say. It's not what I believe. That's not what I said. Please don't misrepresent me. And this happens to God every moment of every single day. But this is why we got to get it right. Show yourself approved, a good worker that rightly divides the word of truth, rightly divides the Bible. You got to spend some time with the Bible. You got to spend some time with God. You got to make sure you know what you're talking about. You got to make sure you are as accurate as you possibly can be, because we're talking about souls here. We're talking about shepherding souls. We're talking about either leading accurately or misleading terribly inaccurately the souls of human beings that God sent his only son to bleed for, to save. We'll be right back.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, guys, we are back. This is my final segment here on the Great Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. I want to thank you guys for rocking with me, all the base stock criminals, info warriors worldwide. I want to encourage you guys, please go subscribe to my Rumble channel. Just go search Drew Hernandez on Rumble. You will find it. Trying to get to 50,000 subs. Also, follow me on Twitter at Drew H Live and make sure to go to the InfoWars store and support the InfoWar because we definitely need your help. You can see that up on the screen right now. 40% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off BrainForce Duo, 40% off BrainForce Ultra. Make sure to go support the InfoWar right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We are up against the Klaus Schwabs, the Bill Gates, the George Soros, and now the Alex Soros, which I'll tell you is going to be probably 50, 100 times worse because the evil son's always got something to prove. So we don't have an unlimited war chest. We just have we the people, you the people. That's every single one of our people that are watching this transmission on a daily basis. So make sure to go support the InfoWar today at InfoWarsStore.com. Alrighty, guys, I wanted to get into some of the news, especially talking about false prophets, deceivers, and those that claim to be speaking on behalf of God. You got to really be careful and guard your heart because a lot of people might identify wolves. People that are obviously misrepresenting Christ and God in such a miserable way. It happens in many various different ways. You get guys that run around claiming to be preaching Jesus that turn out to be pedophiles, whether they identify with the Catholic Church, Christian evangelical circles, you name it, right? And it causes people to turn their back on Christ. But you got to always ask yourself, is that a representation of Christ? Is that who Christ is? Or is that just a fallen human being that's twisted and evil and sick in the head and sick in the heart that's perverted the name of Christ with their behavior? I'll tell you one thing, all right? And I always tell people this, never, never let a man, never let a woman, never let an off-world spiritual entity, a disembodied spirit, fallen angel, never let anything separate you from your relationship with Christ. All of these fallen things that human beings will fall and let you down with, Christ never will. So never take your eyes off of him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the perfect one. He is the one without flaw. He is the one without mistakes. He is the one without blemish. He is the perfect one. Okay? So if everything around you is failing, politicians, so-called churches and pastors, Christians, you name it, you never let him go. You never let him go. Never take your eyes. You never let his hand go. Spiritually, you never let go. I always encourage people that, because as we go further and further down these days of deception, you're going to see Christ warned us, man, a lot of false messiahs, false prophets, people attempting to represent him that are nothing but perversions of who he is and what biblical Christianity is. So I say that before I break down this last story, because I think it's appropriate and I think it's important to talk about, because you're going to continue to see a lot of this stuff, guys. The Vatican is promoting a study calling for radical inclusion of LGBTQ+. LGBTQ+. The Vatican is coming out, and we know the Vatican has had a whole host of problems with pedophilia that needs to be called out, peacefully eradicated, because that is a miserable, horrific representation of Christ and God and the doctrines of Jesus. But of course, the Vatican is now promoting a study calling for radical inclusion of LGBTQ+, which obviously includes not only adults, but the youth, because that is the New World Order agenda, perverting God's biological design for marriage for mankind. Biological male, biological female, for what? For the purposes of fornication? No. For the purposes of holy matrimony in the sight of God, honoring God, and yes, for the purpose to be fruitful and multiply, biological procreation for the human race. You can't have that with homosexuality. You can't have that with sodomy. You can't have that with gay sex. The Bible is very clear on this in Romans chapter 1. God has incinerated groups of people over homosexuality. Sodom and Gomorrah, God has dealt with this in very, very aggressive ways, okay? So yes, God takes this very serious, because this goes to the genesis of who we are as human beings. And when you get to the New Testament, fast forward, Romans chapter 1, God says, when I give a people over to a reprobate mind, okay, it's a judgment. When God gives a nation, gives a people, a person over to a reprobate mind, total depravity, one of the red flags, I won't say red flag. I'll say one of the identifying factors that has happened is that homosexuality becomes absolute dominant in that nation, in that culture, in that individual. God says that men burn with lust towards each other and women do the same thing. They forsake the biological use and order of how God designed everything for mankind to function in the future. And then God comes and says in Romans chapter 1, not only do they do that, but they pay the penalty due to them. It's an error. AIDS, STDs, the spreads of HIV, everyone loses their mind, total reprobate. That's why you have the whole trans movement coming now. The homosexuality comes first. And then the reprobate mind is right there with the perversion, and it's just anything goes from there. Anything goes from there. Everyone just loses their minds. That's what the trans movement is. The transhuman movement, trans people aren't real. They don't exist. They're all just homosexuals. I say that all the time because it has to be repeated. This is, I'm giving you guys Bible. This, I'm just giving you straight biblical doctrine, all right? The trans people don't exist. They're all just homosexuals, all right? And so if we're going to be honest about revival in this nation, if we're going to be honest about taking this country back to God, we have to address the biggest thing in our face right now, culturally, especially in the United States of America, with this LGBTQ occupy everything, this homo nationalism, this gay fascism corporately, socially, you name it, that we're seeing across the entire board. They're infiltrating the churches, but I thought they hated God and that God didn't exist and that God was an oppressor. No, they're just going to come in and make God a homosexual because they're going to make God in their own image, an idol that they were all worship, and they'll try and push the real God and the real Christ out of the picture. That's why this has to be addressed. This has to be addressed accurately. It has to be repented of. No more cuckery from cuckservatives and limp-wristed Christians that want to sit there and dance around this. Let's address the elephant in the room. This goes back to the genesis of who we are as human beings. God instituted marriage. There is no gay marriage. God instituted his traditional marriage. And there's a consequence. Not only physically with the spread of AIDS, HIV, they can't procreate. They can't repopulate a nation. That's why in California, they're pushing bills so that the LGBTQ mob, if you don't accept the pronouns of your child, they will just take your kid and put them in some homosexual family unit. It's the only way it can go. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan, okay, was cast out of heaven because of pride. That's why they all identify as the pride movement. They identify with Satan and Lucifer, their father, the devil. So they come to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal the rainbow. Steal the Bible. Let's rewrite God. Let's make our own homosexual version of God. Yes, let's destroy theological circles. Let's destroy Christianity. Let's destroy the family unit. Let's destroy the bodies of children. Let's destroy everything that God has instituted and created. That's the agenda of Lucifer at the end of the day. So if we're really going to bring this country back to God, I'll tell you one thing. The mass murder and genocide of babies is right up there. That has to be eradicated out of this country. That blood cries out to God in heaven on a minute basis. And I will also argue, because marriage goes back to the genesis of mankind, God instituted traditional marriage. Call it hate speech, call it bigotry, call it whatever you want. I don't care. All right? I'm going to be right, not because I'm right, but because the Bible is the authority for mankind, for the universe. It's a very simple thing, right? But that's part of the cuckery where people don't want to just really address it because I got a gay friend, or I got a gay this. Okay, man, well, that person's got to repent just like you and I did. It's a mind change. It's a redirection of the ship. You're going one way. We were going in the wrong direction. It's time to go the other way. This has to be addressed. It has to be changed. It has to be repented of. And right now, I'll tell you right now, this is the one thing that is obviously now infiltrating churches, wolves in sheep's clothing. The Apostle Paul made it very clear. The Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That's exactly what we're facing every single day. We want to come back to God. We want to bring America back to God. Then let's submit to the word of God and the doctrines of God. All right, guys, I'll see you on the next one. War Room starts in just a couple minutes. Stay based, America.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpastes have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation, a one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.